Chöngwa chebe daye ne semje dunghe Gyalpa chawa samye so chö dun zhejin shuk gyuru jes
May the diseases of sentient beings be overcome through the drum of this dharma The great sound of the drum of dharma May the teachers live for eons to give teachings
1, 2, 3, check.
So this teaching has been sponsored or organized by the people from Taiwan mainly, from different Tibetan Buddhist centers, and mainly led by Tenzin Chamchen's Bliss and Wisdom organization. And I'd like to greet you all here for, at this teaching.
Oh, yeah. だじゃな。ね、だ、なんじゅうあんだ。
So the first thing I would do is sneeze.
Oh, so the thing is,
The foundation of Buddha Dharma is Vinaya, and chronologically speaking, we have the Pali scriptures coming first and in the Buddha's teaching, and therefore we have some monks from Pali tradition and to Dasyasi Lama Thassa, I think, to recite the Pali Mangala Sutra.
Please. Mangala Sutra. Yes.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato
ตุติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิตุติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิตุติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิตติยัมป
Kacchami tatiyampi sangkang saranang kacchami asewanaca palanang
pantitananca
sewanapucaca pucaniyanang etamang karam tamang patiro pate sawaso capumpe cakata punyata atasamma paniti ca etamang kalamu tamang usacan ca sepan ca winayo ca susikito supasita ca yawaca etamang
Thank you.
谢谢.
야, 되게 큰 옷 껴보시듯 진도. 네가 줬다.
대대. 대
껴보시듯 또 되게.
대샤샤.
그와.
대샤샤.
통스 샤샤로. 되게 큰 옷 됐을 때 샤샤로. 껴보듯 진도 마비 과 켜내야 말해. 진도다. 껴보듯 마 비기 쳐봐야 돼.
So Solon is just was concerned about this somebody from maybe Kinor Spiti region. The security people were actually sending them somewhere else, asking them to leave where they were trying to sit in the walkway.
Gavu, the Jindashung, Gavuro, Gavu, Sandy, Mosunche, Muga Bangu's diary, or Bangu the Ming Sunche, Moanamata. Kasha in the country, Kaina Susan, Gavu, the Jidinshik and Jidore, Muga Bangu, the Jidinshik and Majibiche, Chigdu, Tabache, and the Melange of Tabu, Chazan, Gavati, Bangu, the Gavati, Dopche, Yoche, and Jimden, the Bangu, the
And so during the time of the Buddha, one time, a king, Prasannajita, I think, invited the Buddha and his entourage for a meal in the for lunch. And then after lunch, there is this practice of making dedication of the merit that was gained by the sponsors and those who offered the meal. And so since the lunch was actually offered by the king, it should have actually the Buddha should have dedicated the merits in the name of the king, but it, instead what he did was he actually dedicated the marriage for the beggar who was outside. And the, of course, the king made his offering of meal to the Buddha and his entourage with a kind of a eight worldly concern for name, fame, and so forth, whereas the beggar outside was actually single-pointedly praying to the Buddha in a good heart, and therefore he had more power. His prayer was more powerful than the king's, and therefore the Buddha dedicated that marriage to him. And so first we'll have the dedication, the recitation of the Heart Sutra in Chinese, and then after that you would also, the Chinese would also recite the three, the one verse praise or prayer. Peak, along with the great community of Muslims, the great community of Bodhisattvas, and at that time the Blessed One entered the meditative absorption and the varieties of phenomena called the appearance of the profound. At that time as well, the noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, clearly beheld the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom itself and saw that even the five aggregates are empty of intrinsic existence. Thereupon, through the Buddha's inspiration, the Venerable Shariputra spoke to the noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, and said, how should any noble son, noble daughter who wishes to engage in the practice of the profound perfect in wisdom train? When this had been said, the holy Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the great being spoke to the Venerable Shariputra and said, Shariputra, the noble son, any noble son or daughter who wishes to engage in the practice of the profound perfect in wisdom should clearly see this prayer. They should see perfectly that even the five aggregates are empty of existence, form is emptiness, emptiness is form, emptiness is not other than form, form too is not other than emptiness, likewise feeling, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness are all empty. Therefore, Shariputra, all phenomena are emptiness, they are without defining characteristics, they are not born, they do not cease, they are not defiled, they are undefiled. They are not deficient, they are not complete. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no perception, no formation, no consciousness. There is no ear, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no blood, and no mind. There is no form, no sound, no smell, no taste, no texture, no natural objects. There is no eye element and soul, up to no mind element, including up to no mental element of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance. There is no extinction of ignorance, and so on, up to no aging and death, no extinction of aging and death. Likewise, there is no suffering, origination, cessation, and perish. There is no wisdom, no attainment, and even no non-attainment. So therefore, should the professions of Bodhisattva have no attainments, they rely on this perfect inner wisdom and abide in it. Having no obscuration in their minds, they have no fear, and by going utterly beyond error, they will reach the end point of nirvana. All the Buddhas too, who abide in the three times, attained the full awakening of the next perfect enlightenment by relying on this profound perfect inner wisdom. Therefore, one should know that the mantra of the perfect inner wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unaccepted mantra, the mantra equal to the unequaled, the mantra that quells all suffering is true because it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfect inner wisdom is deadly or proclaimed. Thereupon the Blessed One arose from the meditative absorption and commended the holy Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, saying, this is excellent, excellent, excellent. O noble child, it is thus, just so, it should be just so. One must practice the profound perfection of wisdom just as you have revealed, for then even the Tathagatas will rejoice. As the Blessed One uttered these words, the Venerable Shariputra, the holy Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, along with the entire assembly, including the worlds of gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, were all rejoiced and hailed what the Blessed One had said. And this prayer says, may the three poisons of negative emotions be eliminated. May the light of wisdom shine forth, and may we be free of obstacles, and may Bodhisattva take root. Bodhicitta take root in us.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མ སོང 다 tida tanje mingzang dazang zhene eni dungi ka ma dana pabche yangdegi duwa chasa pendu mando yirinba da chungrin ziwe yinne mendo da pendu mando yirinba dambe eni mando gengi chishit chikche yunsumru daba asayati chikche tene di shugu de mwede dungi yirinba eni chishit zoo da zaashir dili eni zaashir da chishit chishit namju dendegi yu duksinda
So then next I will recite the mantra, the praise first to the perfection of wisdom, the mother of all the Buddhas, which was perhaps said by Rahula, the son of the Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha. And then I will recite the Heart Sutra mantra, mantra of the Heart Sutra. And regarding the Heart Sutra, the... what the Buddha does is he touches on different subjects, beginning with the form and the sound and so forth. And then, after having gone through all these different subjects or objects onto which the emptiness is established, at the end he says all of these are merely in name and in designated. And then, therefore, we have as the content or the subject matter of the perfect Wisdom Sutras, the implicit subject matter is that of the progression along the path, and then the explicit content is the emptiness. And therefore, I will recite the two salutation verses from Abhisamaya Alamkara by Maitreya, which is a commentary to the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, the implicit meaning, and then Master Nagarjuna's salutation verse from Mula Madhyamaka. Makakarika.
So, Teada, Gade, Gade, Para, Gade, Para, Sangha, Tem, Buddhi, So, Teada, Gade, Gade, Para, Gade, Para, Sangha, Tem, Buddhi, So,
Teada, Gade, Gade, Para, Gade, Para, Sangha, Tem, Buddhi, So,
Teada,
Gade,
Gade, Para,
So this is a salutation from Abhisamaya Alamkara, which praises the mother of all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Hearers, Shravakas, and Pratyeka Buddhas, which lead them to their own goal of enlightenment, and the Bodhisattvas to perform the service to sentient beings, and the Buddhas to give all the varieties of teachings.
Salutation verses from Mula Madhyamaka Karika, where he praises the Buddha for teaching dependent origination free from the eight extremes.
Mushi Janagi Nanjudi, Nanan Yoshatigito, Chichiguri. That Jenda Belkanjania, J. Peji Dundomo Shigalog, Ma Peji the Shung, then Dodivishung lost the Kayomar Dine, kata namde da jitsu na do de beta do de de le yung yare ta de indu sane kanta tu de shiga lo dan de zuti di ma ye be so jiri te so do ma se be ani to ge ba wa te zu ka li ya ani mudi gu tum de di ye ma te zi te du ga le ye de beta kanta chin na tum de yong zo lo ma sum she du se yare ta di di ma zu lo mi ge yare lo mi ja ge shum di di kanta ani na len de ke be gom di di dan zai she be shum Tak sihat sahaja ni. Tadi ni Hindu ngaji, tengah pelanen, jenjut cuni sahaja ni, macam tu. Tadi ni macam susah je. Malam tu ni, pasuk sunter tu ni aje hari. Tahu di mana? Ini lebih sange jangan dah. Jadi dah cawat dah, siwal dah. Tadi tu di mana? Mereka dah. Dah lah sokai. Ini dah. Dah. Ini apa kau cuit dah? And down the shingle, the living single samuel of all the desert teddy, and dinner to Nembe Gipsy. Or been to Judung Sunday G, and the name of that, those are TV. Senior, this Sunday, the traditional, you might have good attention with us sometimes.
So the Buddhism that has spread in Tibet comes from in, is the Nalanda tradition, is in the Nalanda lineage or tradition, and the Buddhism in, that's spread in China too is from the same tradition. And in fact, if we look at the Buddhist literature that are in Tibetan translation, we'll find that despite the fact that we may not have very specific texts which belong to very the specific the philosophical schools of Buddhism, Vaishika, Svatantika, Chantamatra, and Madhyamaka, for example, in the Svatantika's text, we may not have very particular texts written by Svatantika masters or anything like that, but then we have the philosophical assertions of Svatantika and the rest of the philosophical schools of Buddhism in our literature, and therefore we study all these four philosophical schools thoughts in Tibetan monastic institutions, and then these the texts that we study were actually written by the Nalanda masters, and previously we had the tradition of saying praise or prayer to the eight Nalanda masters who were called the six ornaments and two supremes, sublime masters, such as Nagarjuna, Aryadeva, Asanga, Vasubandhu, and then Dignaga, Dharmakirti, and then Gunaprabha and Shakyaprabha. And so Gunaprabha and Shakyaprabha were termed as the two sublime masters. And then on top of these, I have also written a praise to nine more masters, including nine more masters, so making up 17 Nalanda masters, and including Buddha Palita, Shandideva, Chandrakirti, Vimoktisena, Haribhadra, and Chandrakshita, and so forth. And so we'll say this praise on this first day. I don't know if I have the translation. Do you have?
宣说能人稽首礼佛母密意离边真实意善以圣身缘起礼明说
So basically the praise starts with homage to the Buddha and then goes through the homage or praises to the different masters, beginning with Nagarjuna and then his disciple Aryadeva, then by the Buddha Palita, Chandrakirti, Master Chandrakshita, Shandideva, Kamalashila, Shandideva, and then Vimoktisena, and Haribhadra, and then we have Asanga, Master Asanga, and then Vasubandhu, Dignaga, Dhammakirti, Vimuktisena, Haribhat, Gunaprabha, Shakyaprabha, and then Master Atisha. So, so the praise to the 17 Nalanda masters. A son illuminating the threefold faith, born from great compassion, aspiring to help all beings, God of gods, you have attained the Savior's state of abandonment and realization, and guide you, guide being. You guide beings through the discourse of divine origination. Able one, the son of speech, I bow my head to you. I bow to your feet, O Nagarjuna, most skilled in elucidating suchness, free from elaborations, the essence of the mother of conquerors, through the sutras, through the reasoning of divine origination, in accord with conquerors' prophecy, you initiated the middle way. I bow to you, principle, your principle, son Bodhisattva Aryadeva, most learned and realized, who has crossed the ocean of Buddhist and non-Buddhist philosophies, and is the crown jewel among those who uphold Nagarjuna's treatises. I bow to you, with the Palita, who has reached the supreme adept state, and who has clearly elucidated noble Nagarjuna's intent, and the final meaning of dependent origination, the profound point of existence as mere designation and as mere name. I bow to you, Master Bhaviveka, a most accomplished Pandita, who initiated the philosophical tradition wherein, while negating such extremes as the arising of truly existing things, one upholds commonly verified knowledge as well as external reality. I bow to you, Chandrakirti, who disseminated all the paths of Sutta and Tantra. You are most skilled in the teaching of the profound and vast aspects of the middle way, the union of the appearance and emptiness, dispelling the two extremes by means of dependent origination, that is, mere conditionality. I bow to you, O Master Bodhisattva Shantideva, most skilled at revealing to the assembly of most fortunate spiritual trainees the excellent path of compassion, that is most wondrous through lines of reasoning, most profound and vast. I bow to you, Master Abbot Chandrakshita, who initiated the tradition of non-dual middle way in accord with the trainees' mental disposition. You are versed in reasoning and modes of both middle way and the valid cognition, and you disseminated the conquest teaching in the land of snows. I bow to you, at your feet, Kamala Shil, you who, having explained excellently the stages of meditation of the middle way, free of elaborations and the union of tranquillating insight in accordance with Sutra and Tantra, flawlessly elucidated the conquest teaching in the land of snows. I bow at your feet, O Sangha, you who, sustained by Maitreya, well versed in disseminating excellently all Mahayana scriptures and taught the vast path, and who, in accord with the conquerors' prophecies, initiated the tradition of might only. I bow to you at your feet, O Master Vasubandhu, you who, while upholding the system of the seven Abhidhamma treatises as well as non-duality, clarified the tenets of Vaibhashika, Swatantika, mind only. Foremost among learned ones, you are renowned as the second omniscient one. I bow at your feet, O Dignaga, the logician, you who, in order to present the Buddha's way through evidence-based reasoning, opened hundredfold gateway of reality reasoning and offered a gift to the world, the eyes of critical intelligence. I bow at your feet, O Dhammakirti, you who, understanding all the essential points of both Buddhist and non-Buddhist epistemology, brought conviction in all the profound and vast path of Swatantika and mind only. By means of reasoning, you were most versed in teaching the excellent Dharma. I bow at your feet, O Vimuktisena, you who lit the lamp that illuminates the meaning of ornament treatises, wherein the themes of perfection of wisdom stemming from Asanga and his brother were expounded in accord with middle way view from free from existence and non-existence. I bow to you, Master Haribhadra, you who were prophesied by the conqueror as expounder of the meaning of the mother, the perfection of wisdom. You elicited the excellent treatise on the perfection of wisdom, the three mothers, in perfect accord with the instruction of the savior Maitreya. So next we'll have the blessing for the tea and the bread. So I'll just read through the text. This praise, I bow at your feet. Oh, Gunaprabha, most excellent both in integrity and scholarship, who, having excellent resisted the intent of 100,000 disciplinary teachings, is counted the individual liberation vows flawlessly according to the tradition of Sarvastivada school. I bow at your feet, O Shakyaprabha, supreme upholder of discipline, who reigned over the treasury of jewels of the three trainings. In order to disseminate the stainless discipline of teachings for a long time, you excellently expounded the meaning of the vast discipline treatises. I bow to you, O Master Adisha, you who, having taught all the profound and vast traditions related to the words of the Buddha within the framework of the path of persons of three capacities, where the most kind master is disseminating the Buddha's teaching in the land of snows. Having thus praised three most learned ornaments of the world, the excellent sources of wondrous and insightful teachings, may I, with my mind unwavering and pure, be blessed to so that my mind becomes ripened and free. by understanding the two truths, the nature of the ground, I will ascertain how through the four truths we enter and exit samsara. I will make firm the faith in the three jewels in that is born of understanding. May I be blessed so that the root of liberating path is firmly established within me. May I be blessed to the perfect the training of in renunciation as an aspiration for liberation, the total pacification of suffering in its origin, as well as in the uncontrived awakening mind that is rooted in an infinite compassion that wishes to protect all sentient beings. His Holiness is pointing to some people to bring tea to them. May I be blessed so that I may easily develop conviction in all the paths pertaining to the profound points of the perfection of Vajra vehicles. Perfection and Vajra vehicles by engaging in steady reflection and meditation on the meaning of the treatises of great trained blazers. May I in life after life obtain excellent embodiments that support the three trainings and make contributions to the teaching that equal the great trained blazers in upholding the and disseminating the teaching in scripture. As teaching of scripture and realization through engaging exposition and meditative practice, may the members of all spiritual communities spend their time in learning, reflection and meditation through the proliferation of sublime masters who shun wrong livelihood. May the great face of the earth be beautified throughout all time through their power. May I traverse all the paths of Sutra and Tantra and attain the conqueror's omniscience characterized by spontaneous realization of the two purposes. May I work for the welfare of sentient beings as long as space remains. So some of the people inside seem to have memorized this praise to the 17 Nalanda masters. Have you memorized, some of you? They said,
"We put the children on the chair. Any, how the children, the nalin the children, in the shed there, jumzin chick the, ngamadwa how the children, sanje the children, marry don't touch. Lama ism say, lama chulu reisi shed there, chick toa. So that is one of the." Chicken, I mean, a saga gunning chaining. So, mark that you demand a man, I said, did they cover to your mother? She, Shuji Chusum, Salavina, Sunju Shusum, da, any mother can do the tidy, some of two moons, that. Chatting into the name, Kanda di, Lame Yisum Saji Mandeva, Taho, Nalinda, and my own Deveta, Chiji, in Devati, Chaya, Kotoya, Chicha, Motor, Chicha.
So when I say, I usually say that the Tibetan Buddhist tradition that is spread in Tibet is Nalanda, from the Nalanda tradition, and then the reason why I wrote the praise to the seventh Nalanda masters, I have two reasons. First is that there are people in the West who have actually called the Tibetan Buddhist tradition Lamaism, as if it's not the real teaching of the Buddha, indicating that. And so all the four schools, major schools of the Buddhism in Tibet, Sakya, Nyingma, Kagyu, and Gelug, and so forth, all of them have their root in Nalanda tradition, and all of us, these four major traditions, actually study the 13 classic texts and so forth, which are actually from the Nalanda masters. And therefore, in order to understand that that the Tibetan Buddhist tradition is not Lamaism, but it actually has authentic source in the Nalanda tradition, I wrote this praise to the Nalanda masters. And then the second reason for saying that the Tibetan Buddhist tradition is in the Nalanda tradition is that in our own different schools of thought, orders, there is this trend of following rituals and some kind of a ceremonial kind of practices rather than focusing on the Tibetan on the classical texts written by Nalanda masters, and therefore from the point of view of tantric practices, of course, certain practices of rituals and so forth, maybe there is some differences, but all of these Tibetan Buddhist traditions basically go back to the Nalanda tradition, and in that case sense they all have the same root, and therefore we have to go back to that root of Nalanda tradition, and therefore I say that the Tibetan Buddhist tradition is Nalanda tradition. For example, in the case of even Nagarjuna, he was one of the eight Vidyatha as mentioned in the Nyingma tradition.
That day, as a pug, cabbage and Zeshaw, Shung Didi, Kanda, may Pindu Shung Tusha Stad, Shatig Yari, reading in a summer boat, a pug that Zeshaw Shi. Induzan ambush in a gain on Pakuko Asoci, gain on Namo Medici. That Zanju Shisums, da? And the Umas Asher Chashana, Uman Jukoshana, Dayin on Namuni Yetavici. Driva Midigay, or Takada de Zasher of the Namuneta Yetavici. Halam Pearl of Monjukone, the Jana Ka. Oh, Chasangata, Karanzada, me Jaita Nancho Nala, da? Kada Zasher of the Yetavici. Pearl, Sanjay, the Mojunkone, Yanaya, Zosh, you to Chatty Yari. Chatty Lutane, Gayran, all a year, there is Shum de Tane, Mata, Motor Chet, Chash, Shumbuina, the Transota, Mipamine, the Yuji Pesirota, the Tiangu Nangar Tungu. And on some of Gobulu, the Gender in Summer Signal, stick you child.
那今天在此对旁人所传授的主要内容是，中观根本会问。 So with regard to the teaching today is the fundamental wisdom stanzas of the middle way, and this is a teaching. This is a text written by Master Nagarjuna, and we have in Tibetan, and also this text is there in Chinese translation as well. So in fact, the Chinese translation was actually came earlier than the Tibetan translation before the Buddhism spread to Tibet. China, Buddhism already had spread to China, and therefore it was already translated into Chinese before it was translated into Tibetan, and the interpreter said that it was translated into Chinese in the 2nd century actually, and therefore, I thought that it would be good to, give introductory teachings on texts that are already in Chinese and in the tradition, and so that we can also feel that we are same followers of Nagarjuna as well.
Kanda 상도 상황도 또 싸간 심을 인간 소치 버려. 이렇게 해 줘 버리셔야 돼.
So in all the four Tibetan Buddhist schools, Nyingma, Sajaya, Geluka, Yunyingma, have the same same follower of the Nalanda tradition. And so, and all of us, when we talk about Nalanda tradition, we all think also of Nagarjuna. So Nagarjuna is the root source. And we have our source, an authentic source in the teachings of Master Nagarjuna. And so we follow this Nalanda tradition, and then it's important for us actually to understand and to actually recognize that we have the same source in the Nalanda tradition, such as Nagarjuna and so forth. Otherwise, if you go into the sub-schools within these four Tibetan Buddhist schools, we have, for example, in the Kagyu school itself, sub-schools such as Karma Kagyu, Kamsang Kagyu, or Kamsang Kagyu, and then Taglung, Dikung, and so forth. And then within the Dzogchen also, we have different monasteries and also traditions or lineages of different Therma teachings, the hidden treasures, revealed hidden treasures. And then in the Gelug also, there are the three centers of learning, and then the Ansapa tradition and so forth. And so the world today is work as one kind of a family. Economically, environmentally, we all are work together. And so similarly, we as Dharma practitioners also come together and should come together as one follower of the same teacher.
So 자시로 아니 별사 다 들으드면알 저 들으드면알 산지 주시는 곳 소리 그래서 자시로 주야 들으게바이나 그저라도 자시로 표현을 주야 그저라도 개바면 들어 가 자 들으게바라 자 대인은 들으 니베난다 저희는
So since this text by Nagarjuna, the fundamental Shuddhist wisdom treatise, was translated into Chinese before it was translated into Tibetan in the 8th century, please feel that you are the senior students of the Buddha.
자시로 가서 그게 퇴성 롬니 증액이 기도 겸벌이 야 코더 데 페이지를 기도 심어서 나 잡고 쉬는데 엔디 가서 지부대 내가 산다 전주 신사 하기 쉽게 봐 쉽게 봐 줄여 요 말에 쉽게 봐 요래 어디 쉽게 봐 요래 산다 쉽게 봐 이니 넘리 루스테니 내가 초종기 누가 자들이 인도 근데 인도다 별 강생 전에 인도도 부터 빨리도 개인 날 두게 어 다음 부터 빨리도 비인 날이 아래 아니 로벨 내딩 레버시로 쯤에 아예 열배 어 다들 이네 나가 타고야다 꿈을 죽으면은 이네 죽는지 배지 여말이 죽어란지 죽어 잔지 여말이 자아시르고 된지 다 가서 죽으디 전주 가서 쓰자 죽어라 죽어 잔지니 매체 아니 하고도 우마스세 야마로와 저상가 기루 셔버조야 빼지 망 도와 튕진 좀 도와
虽然你们是学长嘛
So though you are the senior students of the Nagarjuna Buddha, in Chinese, I think that the translations of the texts were mostly into the texts that belong to the mind-only school. Because Xuanzang followed the Indian Nalanda master, Dharmapala, so who was a proponent of the mind-only school, the Chittamatra school, and therefore perhaps because he was following, Dharmapala was following the mind-only school. In fact, in Chinese, the commentaries on the fundamental wisdom by Nagarjuna may also have been done from the mind-only school point of view as well. And so with regard to the Madhyamaka texts, such as this Nagarjuna's text, and then the 400 verses of Aryadeva, of course, there are translations in Chinese, but Master Dharmapala had actually commented on the 400 verses from the point of view of mind-only school, and then there are other Madhyamaka texts as well. In other words, His Holiness was saying that since some of the texts were not in Chinese, such as Madhyamaka Avatara and its auto commentary, therefore we, the junior students, have more texts.
So similar chashane.
So it's very fortunate for me to have this opportunity to give teaching on the fundamental wisdom treatise of the Middle Way by Nagarjuna. And of course, I find that if we could really study it well in detail and rigorously, it really helps us to make transformation within ourselves. And therefore, I feel very fortunate to give this teaching to you.
Oh yeah. That's the other issue. It's all your almost so true. So true, the shell, second century within the shivery, second century, Sonar Mache, Kokomatic, and Sempere. That the Nayak sent you Kadisina, Master Shame, Chetusre, and it's all your. Lobin Sanjay Janda, that's Asher Jabba Sanjay Jang and Buddha Polita. Dana Jing Lobin Ling Dingi, Joshiro Jimmy. Dawata with 6 day. Or that deed Sumja Log Tadama Dos Digni, that Tama take Jabba Yavche, that Dosetua. Any Shang Ship Jabata, any Jubot Sanjay Ship Jabba Jabba, that deed Shum Soja, any Yungi Ari, that the name is an
So regarding the teaching today, I have received the transmission of the six treatise on reasoning by Nagarjuna from Master Sekong Tsenshab Rinpoche, who had actually received from the Chona Rinpoche, who lived earlier and before the last one who died recently, and regarding the root wisdom text by Nagarjuna. This fundamental wisdom text. I also received a transmission from Kunalama Rinpoche Tenzin Gyaltsen, who actually held the transmission of all the 13 classic texts written by the masters of India. And today, the teaching that I'm going to do is would be based mainly on Master Tsongkhapa's
the Ocean of Reasonings, which is a commentary to the wisdom, fundamental wisdom treatise of the Middle Way. And in this, he actually draws called reasonings and information from teachings from different Indian sources, such as Buddha Palita text, and then the Lamp of Wisdom by Bhavviveka, and then also the clear words of Master Chandrakirti, as well as the 400 verses by Aryadeva, and then the Madhyamaka Avatara, or Entering into the Middle Way, the root text, as well as its commentary. So I won't go into the details of this commentary by Tsongkhapa, but just draw some information from there.
Chenin, the result of Shiro Tambari, and they should get it. Thou should turn down the Nella Luni Sturwood, Rajin Sturwood, the Ma share. Tener Raji Chogi with share. Tener Raji Nishushi with share. Any Raji is not eating the Martin. That does some dress, you mean? Yahoo, the same question, me to she.
So with regard to the sequence of teaching this text, sequence of the different chapters, about 30 years, over 30 years ago perhaps, I gave teaching on the six treatises of the reasoning by Master Nagarjuna, first time in Drepung Losaling Monastic College in their debate courtyard. And at that time, there were great top scholars, such as top scholars like the late abbot of Drepung Losaling Monastery, Khenzur Pema Gyaltsen Rinpoche, and many other top scholars were there and in the audience. And so at that time, I gave the teaching on the six treatises of reasoning, and then with regard to teaching this the fundamental wisdom treatise of the Middle Way, I kind of suggested to Khenzur Pema Gyaltsen that the sequence where I should in which I should teach this text is beginning with the 26th chapter and then going on to the 18th and then the 24th chapter. When I said this, Khenzur Pema Gyaltsen, who was a top scholar himself, actually nodded to me and in agreement. And so I would do the same, teach these three chapters, beginning with the 26th chapter. So should I do like that? If I don't seek some permission from you, the senior students, it won't be good. So we'll begin first with the root, the salutation verse on page 75 in English. So reading the title of the text. So in Sanskrit and Tibetan. And then the salutation line from the translator, where the salutation is made to the youthful Manjushri. And then the first chapter begins, the salutation verse of the text itself, I prostrate to the Buddha, and first two verses.
Mm-hmm.
다 균질이 된지 또 든지 타네 온다 샤는 내가 전에 랑도면 그 샤는 편한 랑대와 용그리 근데 이제는 샤는 편다 호래 세네 샤는 내가 지겨 말사다 참지 공도 배하기 균질 독스거니 저대도 가 애니 캄 좀 전에 런이기 뒤제 나라 애니 캄도 몇 번 나서 여봐 인도 직진향 무슨 것에 캄도 몇 번 나서 봐 대도 뛰네 Any, the Jungja Menda, see some of Jachi Jungja, that is so. Said that in an eh, any, that she jing in a condom, any church, Moni Motu, he said, other Jedanta, Miss Sweeney, Loria, any chick Dembachina, Penetta, Chenzin Chachi, that Dembe Chenzin, Penetta, or his Achi. You didn't mean to go race. Dambasiadi, same servicamari, Dambasiadi, Penny, Yoguri, Samaji, the Lodi, Samolo, Lolia, Yorota. That tea, Mitubuchi. Adanazo, Lolo, now, Tato, Parmina, do your marry, said Tati, Damasava Shivisha. Damasava Shivisha, the name is an order day, Mawanam de Tamba, Sen, Sovas and the Manam de Tamba, Sen Suna de Dimari. Tati conditions only you that day. Tension the virtue of kind bars. Jenna the Junji get that tenji. He pick a pen, must you think? The wood you chase shiver. Call it Junji get dot to me under the name. Lua metabachic, called temper chicketa, doa. 이네 진데디 다 균제기 된주 다 뉴제리 균제 된주 시행도 뉴제리 된주 뉴제 다 균제기 네 다 된제기 전신 된제디 다 겨와요래 가과요래 직타대요래 에네 딱보다 차바다 다 뉴제리 요래 진데 이번 인도산에 다 직타대로 쓰고 뉴제 된중기 그건 차대요. 뉴제 된중기 체닉 소로 차대요. 다 뉴제 된중기 시수 죽으지래 말해. 나좀 대면서 뭐 그 뉴제 된중 대다 되기 그 정신도 두야래요 말해. 그 시수 두야래요 말해서는 파 제외이나 마다 마저만 안에 겨와요 하는 가봐요 하래. 딱 진짜나 주든 제우세디 딱 그들 파와 제제니 뉴처럼 배나 사람들 누구 전에 군대 시기할 때 인사주로 로야 말 레디네 아니 사람 참 근데지네 아니 사람 대비 모르고 하래 참 그와래스 따바바바바 계지 막 신치면이나 니트야 매우시도가 다 랜데 마다 맞으면 하네다 지금 작별관에 여하래스 다 대마도 시작하는 매들지 대부 줄이 깨세하게 대부디 야 대부는 시작해 보이나 그 군대 사실 뉴제가 최다 테슬라가 있네. 그거 봐봐봐 잡아 있네. 저는 이해하면 되지. 어떤 인도산에 와다 군대의 땡중 그 로메가 전에 그게 거래 정신으로 지금 유해다 봤는데 든든데 그거 각소 땡중 각소의 정신 쟁기 땡중 대 시수주의하래 여말해 그 시루를 주의하래 말해서 너여와 있나 실로라 나서 대면서 뭐 잡아이나 싸워는 죽자 매듭이 근데 이번 인도산에 아니 대중칸 아니 봐 딱 전에 당연히도 견가 열어지 딱 전에 아니 겨워매 봐 그 당연히도 가관을 겨워지 아니 뒤에 손 가관 연구지 이네다 실로라 견가로서 가야 매봐 인도산에 아니 가관매 봐서 당고도 송아래 가관매 봐 깨매 봐 다가는 신 균을 떼어디 이제네 아 가서 저기 균을 떼어디 이니 채바도 답을매 봐 아 유를 떼어디 돈매 봐 이니 달을 떼어디 직타대매 봐 어때 중요해 다들 되면 된지면 근데 인도산에 지금 깨가로 써와 그게 상당히 안 써와 지금 그게 니쥐 망고 지금 나주다 요하래 대도 요연에 다 동해를 타야가 탑시 최고 요하래 대화 타야가 탑시 최고 요하래 대도 요하래 요할 때 이네 대화서 가래 봐봐 상담이 있나 대교 대외견 다 대도 간다 교도 견에서 봐봐 상담이 있는 이야매 되고 지금 근데 이번 인도산에 산지점 된대로니 차시하네 먼저 대바지세 다 덤바지 덤바라는 해바지 마원 담에베 덤바지 리디이네 덤바 투병 오셔야 가르래바 제베이나 다 자실로 넘어 샴데 라지 니님이나 토용구리 가다이니 풍미 풍불 내시면 테러테미 테테미 디지시고 풍대미 디지시고 강신인지 손주자네 켜는 이야매 되시도가 되시도가 자 도시에 두자네 다바 마다 마자랑 안에 다 숭진 다 나서가 유든 경기배 자지 유해등에 나서가 좋아하는데 봐봐 낭섬 대비 무슨 뭐 땅들 쟤는 집에 있나 가야 니야 매듭을 지금 자주 구해야 돼 제사상가 낭섬 대비 무슨 뭐 땅들 최외 로 딩홀이야 봐 땅들 쟤는 유리잖아 아니 내물이야 원이 주고 떼내 매듭을 딱 가다 팔문에 쉬어 싸워내 매듭을 딱 간다 지 간다 니야 매듭을 지기 동산지 롤샤야지 다들이야 롤링데도 수상으로 송여래 돈이 있다와 전담 때바디 가발에 가발하는 메가레스 송는도 와 저만도 롤이네 두 상스톤다 별로 차셔나 강고디 나라 나나 변을 란진 차셔나 강고디 나라 란진 야마르슬베이나 란진 메바 녜딩에 롤티기 각자 란진 각섬 지기 롤샤마도 김도 와 다야 측디 랑젠데 요 말에 대 슬라베이나 야 뭐인가 하셨어 lanjin ka gaza lanjin ka ka be shu le shen shi ge ba shen pe ngdo ko lo de le chi di chang de lo chle ya en chi de ka so pe ge zha ba ta da xi de ba ji ko min du wa da de dong ban yin shi de ga zha ga zong ji de shen ge ya de zhe de li yin du zhan ne an de de zha ba ni shi sha de te de bu da nang zhen de mo shen bu yin lu le jie ni yin lu le lo pa shu be ne ge de la And kind of made it a lot of language. And the Gazanja to Tisun Yore, Dunkar, Chunzin, Tangoshin, Ying Ransom, Yemen, Namuru, Nyonang, Java, Molunum, Sati. Ying, Tongbany Yingalia, to call so to so to so to sing, Tina, Lotta, the Tossi, Yuru, Tuni, Tatia, Juwena, Tongsan, to Lot of Shayanji, Tayari. Setini itu sana tak coba nyeshi sehati terasa. Gagsok, coba tada nyawal sihab jigi tongsan lor cahin kulis. Tinje tongsan de ngebe lor digi, ini ku siru de mayar cene, ini nawa nasukat dia syar itu sana, ini nawa nasukat digi de ku yuju mana yebas ngasul lor segi yar sihur. Rangga, kalau rengsing syair juga ada. Si tu bapa bodoh. So jadi ini itu sana, nama syair itu sana. Oh, dah ngar, yujung mana tu bapa? Tanya me, tujuh sana me, ngar ya me, tada ya me, cija me, sampai si ke semua tinggal kuda syair itu sana. Di itu sulol syair itu sana. Ko, oh, dah tujuh mana juga jangan lah. Nengke tu, tangan tu tu mesabe, nang dong. Nangshin to tong seake, nang to jimadabu seake, it's the name of the one. So, other digi, any? Chadan jayati, nyamshaka negaro shlan jaya meba, right? Tako, namjuda, sugzala sobe, chedi yidil du sangato, draga jayi yidil sani, any? Chadan lo leyum kyo alwa. Oh, that tudu, any? Nangya mitiba jimadabu yin sambe, lo digi, chadan jayse yu, dambar nangwa tato, drupal zimbe, lo tela, Masa begitu, naya begon ni, ini cakapan ni betul mah cahing kau, mesti tu riset juga mah sugi inda. So jadi Hindu ada, jadi Hindu rimbe rimbe ni, ini cakapan ke sawa, timu tenzin, terus timu tenzin ke siapa, bahasa tu siapa, bang tu bersih, yang kau Hindu sana, di bang bercerai, cerai yang dia terus tu, tak sah sah jadi saya moni ku, tak di ini, coba. Nyeshi, Shiva, Sado, the data, Nyetata, Nyorshiva. The Kanda Treven now Tada, Father, because Chini Dimanda, Tache, any Chini Teller, Dom, never Nadiake, the Sanjay, never touch him, Yishi, sir, was the Shiro Yuminara, Gadagadi, Baragadi, Parasangadi, Buddhi, Saha, Saki, Buddhi, Sachung, Sada, Timber, Chini, the Nyamara Shashi began, eh? Any chinny which Tada law, Jigjadu, Tujidu, Tianjin Sini, Namjin Dedivati, the Hindu, Drava Nyershis, Tedevilam, Mutun, Comben, Devuti, any Drava Casolpege, Chisanida. Or the Digita, Kandachi, Namdog and Zubab, Drava, Namdog and Zubab, Tadapa, Shini, Pasha, the Java Shini, any Minibinande Casolpege, Montezava is Tedevil Chulu. Then you do some shiva shiva chick. The shisha tiba the java shiva shiva tadu chick. Looks niche. That tedevu any shiva covante, rani gondo zene any kanga tuzi nesu na tawa to japan bash, tabesu na tabanzava, so on nashingi, tedevu, tulu, rangi yam yungutane, any dujalama, tabanzengi, zovasange, mawanam jitabatala chasalos.
So with regard to this, the verses of salutation from the beginning of the text, it says, the prostrate to the perfect Buddha, the best of all teachers. Here, the best of all teachers refers to the Buddha being able to teach
that things are dependently originated. And so, of course, all the different founding teachers of the different religious traditions surely were great beings who were dedicated for the service of others, compassionate and all. And all their teachings have the same message of love, the practice of compassion, love, tolerance, and then also contentment, self-discipline, and forgiveness, and so forth. And so, whereas most of the religious traditions, especially the theistic religious traditions, emphasize on the practice of faith, the developing faith as the main tool of to boost one's practice of compassion, tolerance, and so forth. For example, when you have this in such a way that faith is considered to be the main reason to follow the teachers, because of the teachers that are seen as being infinite love, or the creator as being infinite love, and so forth. And then the teachers themselves have emphasized on keeping faith in their teachings, and then also taught love, compassion, and so forth. And so, and not harming others, and therefore, In our practice of and in relation to others, we practice love and compassion and not harming others. And then also, when we face obstacles to these practices from others, and like provocations for others and so forth, then there is also the teaching of tolerance, forgiveness, and so forth. And so, in this way, the practice of faith, or keeping faith in the Creator and so forth, is seen as the main thrust of for practicing the or cultivating love, compassion, and so forth. Whereas in the non-theistic traditions, for example, to sincerely practice or cultivate love, compassion, and so forth, what is emphasized is that they must be based on the understanding of law of causality. And so, for example, in Buddhism, law of causality is understood in terms of causal dependence of things. And so, in the non-theistic traditions, such as non-theistic Sankhya school and in the Jainism, they too do not assert or believe in a creator God, but then assert the soul theory, Atman theory, a self which is permanent, unchanging, and single, and permanent, autonomous, and single, and such a self is asserted. Whereas in Buddhism, we say that of course pain and pleasure come from causes and conditions. They are causes, and although just as pain and pleasure come from their causes, the experience of pain and pleasure, unlike what is asserted by the non-theistic Sankhya and Jainism, the experience also comes from causes and it is related to causes and effect. And so there is causation in the experience as well, unlike the soul theory. And therefore, the law of causality, what we understand is that if you help others, the effect of that, the consequence of that is that you have happiness. Whereas if you harm others, and then the consequence is suffering for yourself. And therefore, so this is the teaching on law of causality that Buddha gave. And of course, on the basis of that, the Buddha also gave the teaching on the different philosophical views of different philosophical schools of Buddhism. And these were taught in accordance with the different mental dispositions of the followers of Buddha himself. And not just emphasizing or imposing one view, but he taught many different views to different and the followers according to their own mental dispositions. And then in the Professional Wisdom Sutras, what we find mentioned is that there is nothing whatsoever that exists objectively. And so, when we of course think about things, pain, pleasure, and so forth, we can in a way see that they are not just our mental projection, just that whatever we think is not cannot be true as such, but then we still have this clinging to some kind of an objective existence in things, although we can say that, oh, of course, whatever happens is not just my projection,
But then, despite that, there must be something objective and independent in the objects themselves and our experience and so forth. But then, the Perfect and Wisdom Sutras says that there's nothing objectively existent in anything whatsoever. And so, the Buddha came up with this kind of teaching. The Buddha came up with a very kind of innovative concept or understanding of how things exist as well. And so in the perfection, in this praise to the Buddha, it says that for teaching of the Buddha, he taught dependent origination. On the one hand, dependent origination in terms of laws of causality, and then on the other hand, although we may say that pain, pleasure, cause, and giving rise to effects are, and so forth are there, but then in the ultimate analysis, when you actually look for what is a cause, what is reality, and so forth, of course, you cannot pinpoint anything as being this or that. In the ultimate sense, when you do this kind of critical analysis into the nature of things, there's nothing that we can find. And so from the point of view of causality, of course, things happen. And also from the point of view of how things are, we can talk about identity and difference and then cessation and arising and also the coming, going, and with distinction and identity and permanence and annihilation and so forth are there in conventional terms. But then if you say that these arisal, cessation, and so forth have some kind of objective intrinsic existence in the causal process of things, then, of course, it's not true. And so when you scrutinize things in this way, the law of causality itself is not denied, but what is denied is that there's causation, that being one or many, or identity or oneness or distinctiveness and so forth, are rejected from the point of view of ultimate analysis, although they do conventionally exist. And therefore, from that point of view, because the Buddha actually gave teaching on the causality as well as things having difference and identity and so forth, which conventionally, in the ultimate analysis, they are not findable. And therefore, for teaching that they are free from these elaborations or reifications, the Buddha is said to be the best of teachers, giving this kind of teaching. And then, as we will come later in the 22nd chapter, there's this analysis of how of the Tathagata, the Buddha himself, saying that the Buddha is neither in the aggregate, neither the aggregates, one with the aggregates, nor different from the aggregates, neither the Buddha is Tathagata is in the aggregates, nor the Tathagata aggregates are in the Tathagata, and in that, what else is Tathagata? And so, what this does is that, of course, when we think about pain and pleasure, because we can say that good, bad, and so forth exist, and therefore the pain, pleasure, which are desired and undesired or undesired, do also that we seek or avoid do actually exist or are there in convention. But then, when you examine pain, pleasure, and so forth, good, bad, causality, then there's nothing to be found in the object or independently, objectively existing in them, and therefore. There is this the analysis of the Tathagata not being one with the aggregates and different from the aggregates and so forth. And so still we may say that the cause and effect actions and so the varieties of actions and so forth do exist. But then when we come out of the meditation on emptiness, what happens is that although these things, causation and so forth, will appear to us, well, how they would appear to us is that they appear to us as if they have some kind of objective existence. And therefore, if we try to assert that there's nothing that exists objectively or intrinsically in the object itself, but then try to be kind of contented with the mere appearance of things on the basis of which we can find the things working, causality working and so forth, of course, we can we would be doing right. But then when we say that things do not have any kind of existence whatsoever, when you do this kind of analysis into the coming, going, and so forth from the with the reasoning of Madhyamaka, then, of course, nothing can be found. And that absence of objective existence and things is called negation. And here, within negation, there are two types of negation. One is implicating, and the other is non-implicative negation. And so this emptiness that that we find after doing analysis, the absence of objective existence and things, or absence of independent existence and things, is a mere negation, which is non-implicative. And so this is something which is asserted, actually accepted by all the Madhyamaka masters, Chandrakirti, Master Chandrakirti, Bhavaviveka, and all the masters do assert that the emptiness should be a mere non-implicative negation. And then with regard to the negation, of course, when I say there's no elephant in this hall, that statement actually says nothing else but the absence of elephant itself. But if I say there's no elephant here, but what it implies is that I'm trying to implicate or imply that there's something other than, and although the elephant is not here, there is something else. And but when we establish emptiness, and when we come to the point of saying that there's nothing whatsoever that exists objectively, all kind of objectification or reification in our mind should be dissolved completely. And so that is what is meant by this dependent origination being free from fabrications or reification. And the seventh Dalai Lama has actually said that with regard to this realization of emptiness, he says that just as the clouds kind of in the autumn season dissipates in the space itself, in the sky itself, likewise, when your mind is absorbed in emptiness, and all the different perceptions and experiences are dissolved within that. And so what is left is the mere realization of the mere absence of independent or objective existence and things. And nothing else is in your perception but that mere negation, or which is the realization of emptiness. And then when after doing this kind of meditation, having realized emptiness and having absorbed yourself in emptiness in your meditation, absorption, then when you come out of that in the post-meditation session, of course, the different things that you deal with in your life will appear to you. But then what you can confirm from your experience of emptiness is that having trained your mind and having absorbed yourself in emptiness, then what you will find is that although things appear to have some kind of objective independent existence, you can confirm that they do not have such a way of existence at all. When things could not have had such any kind of objective existence in the past, nor can they have any objective existence in the present, nor in the future from your experience of emptiness. And therefore, with that, what happens is all the attachment and anger and all these negative emotions that usually arise because of clinging to some kind of objective existence and things, I mean, will be reduced within yourself when you recall that there's, although this called something called attractive or ugly, or you know, something called someone who provokes anger in you and so forth, I mean, appear to you, but you can confirm from your experience that they're illusion-like, that they do not have any objective, intrinsic, or independent existence in themselves. And therefore, these you won't be provoked to have attachment or anger, and these will be reduced. And so, in this way, finally, what will happen is then that as you progress along the path, you will overcome negative emotions, attachment, anger, and so forth. And finally, ignorance itself, that grasp, ignorance here, that grasp at some kind of objective existence and things also will be completely eliminated. And therefore, when that is dissolved, then it says that it is peaceful. The term peaceful refers to the total elimination of all negative emotions together with the residual stains or imprints left by them completely whatsoever. And therefore, what you attain is this the omniscient state of Buddhahood, where you have your meditative and post-meditative mind are kind of merged as one. And then you have also overcome all the preconceptions, all the mental dispositions or grasping at some kind of true existence, conceptual grasping, and your imprints are all completely dissolved. And that is referred to as being peaceful. And so the Buddha attains, when you attain Buddhahood, you attain that.
This
is asking how many of you are here for the first time.
The
Chinese, the most of them are here for the first time.
So that, Sende Songcha. Any so you think any so devoted to me, say you want to. That's what to me, say the Mindubichita, so what deva say the Devachi, Jimze Gopomari, go ranking on the door. That Deva saw devata, Mindubit saw to me, say the la, day in Tanga to some to me. Tell ya, any. Tell ya, any cosati. Pato's ship's heart, Tabina. Tangel, near the second door, near to Senia. Saw to me with the Tehan Devon, that's some of Chiku into the name. That the Dejigitane, my husband, any. Mijizonal, Milia, Namju, Saji, away to the name. And that, she to me. She got a new toy. Ini macam tu mungkin dia punya sahaja, tak tahu sila tu. So, tangan lagi sahaja ni, zaman itu kan ke, tak culu, tak mangsa dia ni, jadi kau bawa dua je. Langgan tu dia waktu tu mungkin dia sama lor, jadi kau bawa kau siapa siapa, tak cawat langgan tu jadi kau bawa kau ni. Ini, tadi ini cerita kasar dia. Kasa, free kasa.
Free will.
Oh, free will. Free will is a chain. Anyone has a chain of chains that do me on the chicky, right? That has a kunjo rangi, but that Jesus Johnny. Anyone has a free will can go quite much machine. Kasa kunjo rangi, that Jesus Johnny, Chibahina, any real chicky. That do sin. That kunjo got in Ghana, and chicky. Yawala Tiasa, the Diggy, and the Dawa Triada, to Messiah, she lived. That catches you, the Gunjo, the Bombakare, Gunjo's in the Kandaras, Lama, Ninja Tabeva, Infinite Love. That didn't see the Tangazo Quaver, Sizane, or Tangazo Gunjo Quaver into Sane, Maranzu, Lay, Tabe, Zawa Diggy, Sabu, and Chigi, Spark.
Jadi
itu zaman kosong nanti, tiga lagi dua. 군주로 배 군주대 거버 볼 때니 다 대거 그래 실전에서 그 생나로리 하지 그게 가서 우리 인도지 내야지도 가 다 녹세니 치단 찍이 버리 역사도 왔다 돼 다 사바나다 저러잖아 역사도 와 다 저 어레 다 되네 안 되기 시작이다 지도 거버 보면 되네다 디디기 다 가다 선로 정다 챘 소야지 다 그들 산제베 쉐 다 엔다 디두들 니체 저 르솔을 땐데베 디두식 저 이루를 땐데베 디두식 디두 디니긴 안에 개체디 이루를 땐데베 디두디 힘받다 세우셔도 와 다 들켜서 체리고 쥐 최대한게 체리고 쥐 쉐기도 와 승기시리샤 개심으로샤스 승투대는 류기 대단디에 용금이도스 그래서 헬디 body yong le healthy mind ko to catch up to us ta to se le ko to ta ka das lot shu ji ta catch up ma chi yi lu lu ta ti yi lu lu shi shi je de yo yin na chi lu li ya dong ye shu yin ne dong ye ti si ji nan to ya ta du dong ye tang zo le to ya dong ye chi be jian ye chao su lang to ya yong ru wa yi lu dong ye shu yin na en ba de he ru shi ta che 다 뭐지 뭐 그런 것도 있다니 아니 가세 서둥 야구를 주도 예도부터 내매 대우 체계 초 상부 체계 있네 쓰 뭐지 뭐지 아니 그 소소 생각나 대대로 다 뭐지 뭐지 제대로 돼야지 이런 걸 봐 그래서 이루디 개제도가 다 이 제대로 다 가다 롤이야 또 도미 다 산제베다 산제베다 로단데다 다 산제베도 단데 다 딘데기 이루디 이다 가다 공에셰바다지 이루셰바스니 여지치 다 공에셰바르 다 데야 또 실차르다 심도 심주 니치 심르리 콜리아 심주다메르 유기바 디리마체 다 심주나르에니 심투겐기 로 컨디션 기회이나 아니 그 머무르체게 그 머시오체게 대신 제체 대 동다 아니 다 간다 대와 대와 기게 대와 들게 지다 두겐 속에 그로 틀라파 돈인 신에 그로 시민이잖아 고 대와스 다 개와스지 런지 개와스로 트랙해도와 다 단다베 개와스로 샤이어로 모두시 다 가다 개화세야디 말아도 가다 김제 거고 대원 되게 인도 대화 영향이 주진디에 삼불지가래 그다 엔 대화 영향이 주들 개화세였다 동해 대화 되게 인자 동해 민들이 동해기 뭐지 부수고야래 근데 인도 동해기 주디기 디불 차이고야래 말아도 배 가서 그렇다 직자기야다 뭐지 부지야지 고 수고이 인자네 대라야 디버스민다 다 기지사래 대둘 때는 시험도 개면도가 다 지리 뭐 이제 자네 다 이루 다지 선도 심주도 소 야로 체니 이제 자네 다 아니 성공 리버티 개우 쇼 지다 타이무도 가르슬럼나 간다 지 류 동에서 해야 돼 그 주도 견제는 거 아래 디 주진서 소 지데 심기 모티브 레샤스 다 지리 이제 심 모티브 송에 가르가르 치기도 와 너 다 디 파 동네 지다데 컨디션고도 심무지고 유도데 맨센 타요 마레 아라도니 패요 마레 드랍스네 패요 마레 다 다야슈 드르샤 오버진 체체 디두 소아이 바 과잖아 아니 그 도스 가서 우리 로봇 설치체 근데 이 소스 게트 왜야 디모도 체크면 돼 자 디디 인도산에 다 다 무지고 용에 디 자워로코 삼류토는 용대로 지게 이 무지 위에 버티기 애니 룡아가 이제기도 턴체 또 수용되기도 와 자디니 인류 겨워도 디군지자로 류지권에 사야 마하권에 사야 이권에 사야 쓴다 숨디와 체험도 와 나도 오세네 애니 가다 생각을 읽고 어디 겨우 쉬우시탄 되겠지 자호 모디기 슝 지기 신에다 애니 상도 어떤데기 냠는 차이로 디디 생각을 읽고 겨우 여하래 다가는 식이 뇽 사실 문제 전에 dewe nyomo, su di nyomo, sumi, da jenme me cheke chik, tanda chik nyomo dili yawa chene, sha yawari. So, da yinne dhizu tehdi, da shivu chikbe lomni temne, risu yawari mato shen, peche mudibu nari, peche gombura sha. So, ne mudibu chota zoro lepti ki, da diri jangbo resi. Mwane be, ancient Indian psychology, shida buitawo yawari, da diri jangbo dosi. さ、だ、サンジェベ、シュンナラ、ディーで走るんだ。シュンナレ、ギャブヨラ、ディーで路上チェン。じゃ、かだわ。え、なんか、なんか、別にペシャタ、ルリスに、そう、別に進出しちゃって、さ、サンゴルゴ、こう、シェイクとは。そう、で、でした。だも、サンゴルゴで、ギャブヨンゴヤコ、こう、ドメギ、ザオロコ、ロトゥマで、うとね、ユミウチェ。 로모토의 Dewi yang ada di dia, sengkut yang ada di sini. Jadi, ini adalah sengkut yang ada di sini. Jadi, ini
So with regards to attaining the both this total pacification of all the fabrications or mental fabrications or reifications, and then the also attaining the total pacification of all negative emotions as well as the residual stains, we reach this the total freedom from total fabrication and peace. So when we talk about this, what we are talking about is the goal that we seek, and which is the called overcoming of all the negative emotions, and together with the stains left on the mind. And so, why do we need to actually do that? And why is it worthy to actually seek this goal of total enlightenment? It's because we are all sentient beings who have some feeling of pain and pleasure, and pain is something that all of us know as something undesired, and pleasure or happiness is something that we all know as being desired, and this is something that we do not know. Nobody needs to actually prove to us. We can tell from our own experience. These wishes are natural to us to avoid suffering and pain and to seek happiness. And we are all same in that. And so, in human society, of course, we do all kinds of things to overcome, to kind of reduce our suffering, misery, and difficulties, and then to increase our happiness, joy, and so forth. And so, because of this, what has happened in human society, because of this desire to have happiness, desire for happiness and desire to avoid suffering, then we have historically sought some kind of a source of hope and in which we can take refuge. And we can take refuge and putting our trust in this object of refuge to save us from suffering. And then in the case of the theistic religions, because there is the creation, everything is created by God, and therefore we are part of this creation. And as humans, we are said to have free will as well. And so with this free will, we are said to have some kind of a choice between whether we want to actually follow the commands or the will of God or go against it. And it is said that if we follow sincerely the the will of God, then what will happen is that we will actually go to heaven. Whereas if we go against the will of God, and then using our free will, do all kinds of things to cause suffering on others and so forth, then do whatever you like, and we like, then we actually go have suffering. And so in these kind of called theistic religions, what is also said is that the God is said to be infinite love. The nature of God is infinite love. And therefore, since we are his creation, we have also some kind of a spark of God, which means the spark of this infinite love. And if we actually, if we follow these teachings, if the people who follow these theistic religions are able to follow them sincerely, then of course they can do their practices very well, which is to say that promoting love and compassion, or increasing love, compassion, and so forth, these positive qualities within ourselves. If we follow them sincerely, of course these teachings are very good. And then with regard to non-theistic religions, of course, for example, Buddhism, we also talk about pain and pleasure. So, in terms of pain and pleasure, we make division between pleasure and pain on the sensorial level, on the physical body level, and also mental level, where the latter is considered more important and more powerful than the former. So, even health scientists today say that it's the healthy mind is very important, crucial to our healthy body. And so, if we have a very peaceful mind, calm mind, then, I mean, even if there may be some disturbance externally, called physically outside of yourself, and or physically you have some pain, which may be something unbearable to others, I mean, because of the peace of mind that you have, you are able to retain your peace, calm in your mind, and you will not be disturbed by it. In fact, when your peace of mind is really powerful, when you are very calm and you're full of integrity within yourself, then you can even think of taking on suffering of others as well, and do all kinds of practices without being disturbed mentally. Whereas if you are weak in your mind, then you are easily disturbed and provoked, and then even a very slight provocation can cause a huge disturbance in your mind. And so it's a matter of how strong your integrity is, and the peace of mind is crucial to maintaining our health as well. And so in Buddhism, with regards to these experiences of pain and pleasure, in relation to that, we have the sensorial mind, and then also the mental mind and mental consciousness. And then within these two, we also have the divisions into primary mind and also secondary mind, or mental events or mental factors as well. And so when we have unpeaceful mind, unhappy mind, then the opposite of that is, of course, that causes us suffering. And the suffering comes from non-virtuous actions, karma as well. And so in opposition to that, what we should cultivate is virtue or wholesome actions. And so nobody needs to prove to you that you want happiness, do not want suffering. Because this is something natural, instinctive to us, therefore, what we must do if we want happiness is to avoid non-virtuous actions, negative actions, and try to cultivate the positive ones. So in this way, we can actually go against the disturbance in mind and cultivate positive states of mind to give happiness and overcome the negative karmas or actions to overcome suffering. And therefore, in Buddhism, we have very vast literature or explanation of mind. mind or the workings of mind or psychology. And So we can talk about ancient Indian psychology as well. And so here we have great information, vast information about dealing with our negative emotions and the various states of mind, and cultivating the positive emotions, positive states of mind, and which go against the negative states of mind. Because the negative states of mind give us called unhappy states of unhappiness or pain. And so forth. And so with regard to action also, we have the actions of body, speech, and mind. So verbal actions, physical actions, and mental actions also. And so in this way, there's extensive coverage or explanation of psychology in Buddhist texts. And of course, in non-Buddhist traditions as well, they have very vast explanation about the states of mind, the mind, mental factors, and so forth, as they also have the practice of meditative absorption that can lead the practitioner to higher planes of existence and so forth. And so we have in Tibetan tradition the study of lorik or study of mind, which is about psychology, of course. So we'll have a 15-minute break here. So perhaps I should start, resuming the teaching, while you also take your tea.
Any timuni guyaris, that is yare. Ta the other day, Melam Sixivan, you give the idea, took some young sour shop, Shan, daddy, took some dot to guyari. That took some decay to Zane, rang it you, or that took some sedati, that they call to make a sour chain in Zane, took it, sour sheta. Took the new guruda, took some. Took sums. So that day, any, took some young sour shop, Shan, said the idea. Oda, tindiribuda, toksumgi, any, kanda tumiki inguare, tanguti, marigba sati, timu sati. Ta, deja da shedandi, any, timu dog and resort here. That decays of shoes. Daniel, near the end of the shoe did look. Ta, tindiribu, any, you mo toksum, te wangi, 엔디타데 르무 고고직체니 체가 가보다 체가 나고체 전에 어디 되기 레카나니 못체 다디 에니 진리기다 뇨몬다 레디 왕게 에니 시보 코알이야 에니 코데야 되기 냔룰게야 에니 다가는 신게 덴로 어디 덴룰레지 하다 미다 에니 다 컴숨신 어디 도스네 셰데야 디디 요구요레 다 어느 디 디 에니 뇨몽 왕게 레사 레지 왕게 에니 께웨 다 가서 풍게 다 풍부이껴와 아니 랜당 컨디션이나 아니 타이야나 주니티 링 주니체 에노 다 디르물티는 자네 머리 깨물어 못했으네 에지 밀롱시티 드네마 아니 두지단 자겐시스네 자고스네시 아니 남시 두도 오신 두시 다도 세네 디디기 야나 주니티 시거다 머리번에 거시발 거시파티 다 디디 뉴몽 대선지 당부 개바 군뉴몽세니 야마주니 당부체 개바 세바체 구벌레바체 당부 개바 군뉴몽스 뉴몽 군주체 되네 니버 주바 레이노스니 니버 두지체 주바 시바체 시베덴지 디 레레스 다 시바디 레 문주로 보다 가사를 보다 다 레디샵에 배치 파자 간 상태에 다 그분들 아니 텐조 두 모임에 다 텐조 주님도 모부 정신 매번 말에다 우모별로 다 나리야 아니 시범 모부를 대비 인도자네 배치 레시브 시범도 배치 상태에서 제 사모드는 동행이스 당부 개발 공유모 이번 주에 레이노 사모드는 동행이스 다 동해디 땅에다 동해디 동해 문주어로 서울에다 디디 거시 된지지체 디 용야디 계획 된지체 다 디 애니 용야디 다 시베 된지 시베 용야 생해디 두지 머리고엔 두지 레 사셔버 텔레야 쇠때문에 누구 투진도 교회 내고 샤베 인도산에 쇠때문에 그다 세네니부디 세바들 레바기야 생해디 고 소아 다 좋아하다 다 도우세니 아니 세숨 계시거다 세숨 겨나치니 다 단디샤 머리구에 세치기나라 머리구에 머리구에 권하라는데 아니 도시기 레사 도우세니 유튜브 남식단으로 바자꾸에 샤바티기 단지 숨부디 세치기 다 디기 야 세현지를 다 세숨봉도 쳐봐이나 세현지를 시글 한번 달라 그다 다 시글 한번 쓰내면도 다 간다 인지비지 시글 시글 한번 짠짠 삼다고 그 아유 생각 그러는 능균네 다 지 세바 당도라 지 소화 때와를 시고 차 되네기 타네 아니 영수 치면 돼야 그 레알이야 저 누워샤 되는지 되네기 다 세바들 냄바 아니 그도 그 시글 한번 되나 룰을 잡아 잡아 나 소수당에 룰들아 매번 잡는 거잖아 룰을 잡아 잡았지 뒤자와뒤 다를 잡아 다차 다 뒤지게 아니 그 영수치면 돼야 그 레드를 또 누가 투진 가서 쇠 때문에 아니 누가 투진 교육 것도와 시베 때문에 뒤세직체 다 뒤 제 테마 다들라 아니 기회 때문에 아니 가서 Nian Toma Gyeva Tsitru. Tene Di Shugu Ne Mingsu Rekpa Tsongwa. Oda Tidima Le Yungto. Giji Ene Rekpa Tsongwa Tidima Le. Ene Gershi Tente Tse. Tse Sundu Tse. Tse Nyiga Wanda Chaba Yina. Marigwa Duji Namshi Di Di Saani. Tene Gita Le Saashaba Le Pege Namshi Gitendu. Ene Paksha Kuyunu Yedaba Tela. Ene Chiga Tsunje La. Senen ini sudah siap dengan itu, tenen ini dia kesian seni macam tu, 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 tu. Tapi sejuk lelasa ni, lelaki dewu nyonya bodo, kebun kebun cipta dengan dia yang kuat. Jadi di barat ini, dengan lama di, dengan cara senjik itu kumpul, dendi chachigu dake kumyungu yomare. Da maungpala pe, gyawa pe, gyata tongtara lambe, ane, gyawa chigi kudu deya, miksegi genji chayni, ane, ngar sashabe, da gyawa mambu kondu sashabe, da laitala, yanko, chigi genji tawane, ane laitala paksha, paksha deya sen, laitala suyata, ane gyawa chimadi nalsan yongde haji. Chisa tse tangu de nipe para de, tse mambu gyushwa che. Da, そうじ、すべてで準備にじゃじゃとはたで、じゃない。だいないやや。で、ランダーシャンドニョンジュサーロ。だてでマンゴジアンウィベンズだね。レジが加速した。キャワペのキャペアンソジメイナ。やんこ、クドクドリアンペチセレンゲスとやペチとヨンテギョレ。トゥセンロテギョレ。さてでディシャソン。キャワンシチシャイムとか。セングシシャイムとか。だ、セングジサーディ え、まだ自分で言うかんけど、チュルメンダーモンゴ言えばなね、だ、途中言えばチュルメンダー言えばなね。何、念のようにしてやってる。あ、あと、チュバでのこと、その差別くどりや、チュウスン、で、そのことは。え、だ、チュバでカレース。だ、だ、トマユでめ、え、タマユでめ、チュウスン。だ、でましょう、でるな。
And so in Buddhism we say that ignorance is the root of our suffering, the fundamental root of suffering. And it's, if we look at our own experiences, it's quite clear that this is so, because nobody really wants any suffering and everybody wants happiness. But then we actually undergo the painful experiences in our life, which we don't want, actually want to cause to ourselves as such. And therefore this is caused due to our ignorance. And therefore now we begin with this 26th chapter on page 135. The text says the three kinds of actions that lead to rebirth performed by one obscured by ignorance. And so because of this obscuration, because of being obscured by ignorance, we experience the negative emotions such as anger, hatred, and so forth, and accordingly that lead us into this cycle of existence. And so the cycle of existence begins with this fundamental ignorance.
So during
the time of the Buddha himself, he actually had asked to make the drawing or the painting of what is known as the wheel of life or Bhava Chakra. And in the Bhava Chakra, what is actually done is that in the past, during the time of the Buddha himself, and also even today, we find at the entrance of the monasteries this painting drawn. And so in the painting, what we see is in the center of the painting, there are three animals, a pig, a rooster, and a snake. And a standard painting would actually draw these three in such a way that the pig is in the center. You have a pig and the pig, and then from the mouth of the pig actually comes out both the rooster and the snake. Because that shows that both the attachment and anger are rooted in ignorance. And so rooster symbolizing or representing the attachment, and then a snake anger or hatred, and pig ignorance. And so in your prayer, in the Chinese prayer, devotees, they have this prayer where they say, that was recited earlier, may we dispel the three poisonous negative emotions. And so within these three poisonous emotions, we have ignorance, which is the root of the other two, attachment and anger or hatred. And so how are they actually related? I mean, in terms of how ignorance actually gives rise to anger and hatred, anger or hatred and attachment. I'll explain later. But that in the drawing, outside of just outside of the central three animals, you have two semicircles. One is white, and the other is black. And so these two, around the centermost circle, you have these the second circle, which is divided into two, these two, white and black. And so these represent the unfortunate realms of existence, such as animal realm, hell realm, and so forth. And then the fortunate realm, represented by the white, and represents those of the birds in godly realms, called human realm, and so forth. And so now, in dependence on the three poisons represented by the three animals, and how do we, by creating the negative or the positive karmas, and how do we actually circle in this the round of rebirth called samsara, is now explained on the basis of the painting at, in which you outside of that is the birth in the human realm and so forth, the six realms of existence, and then how we are born into them through our karma, which are brought about by our negative emotions, is represented by the outermost circle, which has 12 parts to it. And so in this outermost circle, you have first a blind old lady who represents which represents the ignorance, and because of our ignorance, now what happens is we create karma, and this karma is created represented by a person who's making a potter, and then by creating this karma within ourselves because of our ignorance, what we do is we leave an imprint on the mind itself, the mind called at that time, the karma on the mind is left, and the imprint of the karma that you have created is left on the mind. And to sum up these, all of these 12 links of dependent origination represented by these the 12 parts in the outermost circle, it is said that the three are negative emotions. The first one, ignorance, the eighth link, which is craving, and the ninth link, which is grasping or appropriation. These are known to be negative emotions. And then the second link, which is karma, the formative karma, and the tenth link, which is called something like the becoming or existence, a potential existence, are these two are karmas. According to the Madhyamaka consequential school or the Prasangika school, what they accept is that when the karma, kind of the active karma, subsides, what is left is its disintegration. Some kind of imprint or disintegration is left on the mind, and that is carried forward. And they say that this disintegratedness of the karma is also a functioning thing. And the technical thing here. And then from these 12, the rest seven, the remaining seven are said to be suffering. And so the obvious suffering, of course, is the suffering of painful existence, such as the suffering of aging and death, which is called the 12th link. And then you have the the birth or conception. If we are talking about birth in a mother's womb, then there's the conception. And so from birth comes this.
Da sadi, any pumbule tuanshenbe da chikre sadi, sanjebe chue madobe chulu yonzo lagi pumbule tuanshenbe da andodo. Sanjebe any. Chamde de ga do na ti sung do wa da ji cha wa du yi sem tene da or ju wa yin s ka sa pung du ji pung bu di tong de s tene da ni yo ma yin s ne da pung bu le tuan shen be da yo ma re s pung bu nan do ya pumbule tuen shenpe ta ta phaka wang kyo ngero chik ta yo ma re se. Ta tene, wana ta tene me bari beslo na, ta ti kye shimbole, tene me bari beslo na, tene ma re se. Chidze nyan la chon long na, tene shingda jeba ta, ti shi pumbun nam tene, kunso sim chi jeba yin se. Ta shingda lo soko kanta, cha jen, ki chwe kundi jine, ti cha shia da tene, ta shaba re se, tene dhukuya re se, o tene shi pumbun lo tene, eni, だせし、だせし、だ、ポムルテンだべ、だじよれし。あ、てそうだ。だちょにべて、だだろともよでめしゃて、じでこぼぼでげんげ。えね、だ、じでこぼぼこべにもてんだとぶれ。じさだろともとは。あ、ちねだ、あれ飲酒しばてんでげ、あ、てのゆすんでるとは。なげまんが苦痛じょにょ。 Tene wata taan diga, tsindi taan diga, eni kunjo ke taga kweba reisi. Tene ta tsindiga, tse tangputi ta tsigidwa, taa tangputi, tomati. Tsanda, taa la tama yomi saa di, taa ngayalan ditigi. Taa sanje we chogi, taa mudik we jirin kobo bu dogen chik. Dogen ke nala ya, yang tsira mambu yang dodenge chik yondigidwa. So tsira mambu nodan de, Lendegin Dawaji Shay. Taro do yundu, and it's some watching the Gurbury Sar, Wonju Gurbury Sar, the Nijigan, the Gobaji, and Dugan. Yan, you think about Minuji, you have shed, that do send Suraman would shed the yard. Jenny, that Sanjay Shungi, that Dala Toma Yetam met, Jenny. The two Delia, Yan Dala, Toma Yumi, Zajavala, Da Pumula, Dene, Dawaji Induzane, Pumula. Da tomo yimi tsikuru da. Dakshi pungbulu tomo yimi tsikuru. Da dakshi pungbu, maranzu jitana da duksu, rakwara shabi na lusim nyi, da daagi dakshi chaadi warba da. Lusim nyi nani lu di misi chigilta, sabashitu misi chigilta zoruduwa. Da chazan, diwa ngaji kishi chayindu zane, da dala tomo yimi zayju chayindu zane, bena lu di chashane, lu digi zedyu chamyu gana ma chibayi na. これで、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え、え lüdig düter da eni semi pembü düter mi yibdela çaba zıkmını va çaba mı duva da yine gota do lobet da çünkü tungyumago bilin do sibe kadulya eni ko zedügi çigigi pege depçe dinde tane eya çigi nüva mendava 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 sadinge dinde çigi tane eni namşigi dençinge çigi da pejim biyosare ko do senda do deyaçi pena lü dage pena dü tero gan çibine peje tama mesare ta dine ta de homu de kadir eslona ta çinyi disor va çinyi ta rigbe koşi çebe koşi şeni çinyi gribe pena şebas seri sam ko deni bir karesonus çinyi ro ta kada sem sajı da sem pembo sajı yede o kare daha nasıl demin duyuyor da karıslarına çünkü zaman da di kekim de var, var. Sadece dediğim düzene, o da dosyeni ve sen lül çayşanı kora düdü sen de degu da var. Da, da yine lül mizi mizi sosu sosu savcı rodi var mı da, rakva de duydu diyor. Da şebe kan samdan diyor. Da, namanın dirvon, dinin çimen rogendi, da şebe kan samdan var. Da di günzendi, Şeba 에 당은 지금은 이루리아 세득이 내가 오셔봐 밀링군 내가 오셔봐 니 두고급이 내가 오셔봐 개는 내가 오셔봐서는 셔봐 차라 먹고 셔도도 자다 디디 세리즈 삼고 당이도 직두로 와 근데게다 세리즈 삼고 당이도 여등이 디 어 요원 주고 여다버티기 가르다 때버슬라나 코 계시 요원 주고 여다버시기 다 다디 지라마면 되베 아니 세니께서 실신이 깨워 네버 가와 지버시니 네베 네급 직 샤이고도 와 되네 가요 네급 직 되네 직비 네급 직 다디 좀도 고모스 깨워다 가고 깨워다 직고 배 뒤님을 지리 코 계시 누도 되겠지 다디 직고 친중 두시는 매도 계시기 뒤니기고 다디 차용 인도잖아 딱하다 교원 주고 여도베티 교원 그 차베도 세버도 와 둘로 생지 시제다 년龄이 두 니다 여고로 와 다 년龄이 두 삼탄에서네 시바코로 직툼 버치기 교관시 저부터 모르는 거 되는 지라 Nyeleng itu segiar. Tidak itu zane. Jauh seri sampai tengini ini sebab tinggi. Nyeleng itu di seri sampai yoga itu. Seri member cik nyeleng cini. Seri ini tengini jauh kecoh yana. Tada ini ta. Sebab ramad kane ini ta sebab kecoh aja lah. Tadi minum apa? Korporat tanya itu apa? Tadi itu zane ta. Atau namri nali ya. Ini namsi member namsi cik nyeleng member cik yang drops cini. Sungsiati. Yang di cik-cik pendi kasu takkan nasi rendi tambah ini na sujen member sujen ki nilai macam drop sini pergi siapa tu ya suruh ciri siapa sujen ki nilai cik maris sujen ki siapa nilai cik maris ni siapa tu ya tu. Jadi ni itu zane ta siapa tempat takkan dah korang nilai ki tu rendi nilai ki tu dah dos mana mati situ kan. Tapi sama tak na. Jadi ni itu zane ta 얘는 이제 잠깐하고 시바디기 균나마 시바지 요구하지도. 엔터 경험을 전해드리는 용기여와 쉽게 나서 오는 시 경험을 더 무슨 무디부지 배지 무디분도 봐 경험을 좀 주면서 제기 경험 참 열심히 거기도 와 세상보다 드는 일 전에 그 경험 참 봐 당나무는 여러분도 마셔봐 들켜서 있는 경험 참에 연주 용구도 와 내 모습을 이렇게 하셔 경험을 전해드리는 용기 Di pejik tu sih juga mari. Di tuk sih sama je, di kau tangan dengan dah cutil. Kau susah je, tapi ni dah. Kau tuk sih juga ni dah. Kau kasih dia tap siapa sih mati jual. So, ini kau ngaji nasuli. Kau cikah tuk sih di sini, kau kebenar nabiyaru. Tuk sih yang itu liya, kebenar nabiyaru jadi kaki mau pejik sih serba. So jadi ini tuan ni pejik di kau tender cengen je, ia bersuara itu cengen itu yang itu. 나게 좀 나게 어른이 증경하다 증경하다 주주관 잡혀서 좋아하다 도스레 전에 와다 도스에니 대안 가지고 말이 안데 부기하고 이제 되는 주제 로얄리즘은 제주기 저랑 나 로고 먹고도야 도스레 나 도스에니 자 드리 인도 다 겨우는 것이 여배도 독신 두용도와 다 다 겨우 침을 유명사들이 다 겨우 가서 날 탐을 유명사들이 날 탐을 유명사람 다인들잖아요 다 폐지 장집에 루기 날 탐을 유명 탐을 유명해져 날 장집에 장집에서는 무디고 캐바지 니 까미로 십자로 중에니 다시르기 기부로 탐을 유명 탐을 유명해져 다 타고 토빈들잖아요 다시르기 기부도 지조다 다시르기 기부도 상해 대등해지 다 상의 쇼를 했다 간다 두스테드는 시기 어 두스리샤 사실은 이 산에 다 지든 거보고 뇌겐저의 배실 타바타베 다 타바르베 서유리야 즉 해변을 다 깨살이잖아 이 배실 다 두스테드는 이 세부케면도 루지지가 애를 이제 이슈셔지 어머니 계셨죠 엔 이슈셔지 이니 그렇지 그래서 인터뷰를 이니 배트 땐도 되게 그래서 계시면 세부케 여말했어 Tetapi lihat dengan itu jibrus tu kan, ada nasun sih terus hell jibrus je. Ini betul tu dia kosong yang ada dos tu kan. Ini kasus tu dia kunjung orang ni ala kerja dalam urut, tapi ni betul tapi tu kunjung yang ini, ini caya ni kedua ya. So sanjay ni, ada tangan kiau ni sih yang kuat, tu seni. Ada kiau ni betul, tamu yang meeting, tamu yang meeting, tak dah jalan. number shibi gyun de yin de number shibi gyun de nabo sanje be yang shung chira me be de ba ga she gi en pe ji chira ma be yim de chira ji yong ko me ro thamen yin de ngo de shibi ne ko shibi ri bu gyun che be yin se she gi yo de de ma do go ji gi ri bu gyun chen de gi yo ma de za de de yin de da ge de shi se zon ri zon gi de ni gi shibi de la thamen me thamen me se 자 지금 대로지는 딱 왜 다 달래 도망면 탐험했어 다들 산지부터 왔대 그다 딱 동해에서 해야 돼 어 땅에 어디서 나오나 저 뒤인데 나 땅은 겨우는 신 조상 건드려서 나오나 대리나 중이시네 또아
So there are different various when different religious schools, religious traditions come together, we usually come across three questions, which are what is self, and then the second question is whether the self has a beginning, and the third question is whether it has an end. So with regard to Buddhism, except Buddhism, of course, the rest of the philosophical or religious schools all assert some kind of a self, a soul theory or Atman theory, whereas Buddhism says that there's no self as such. I mean, as in the sutra, it is said that this notion of self that we have is like a devilish mind. It is the root of all kinds of distorted views, and all the psychophysical aggregates that we have are devoid of any intrinsic existence, and therefore there is no self. And so there is this understanding of selflessness of a person and other phenomena. But then, by saying this, do we mean that there is self or a person is absolutely non-existent? Of course not. What is said is that this, although there cannot be a self which is called substantially or independently existent self or being, but then a person or a self is designated on the basis of the psychophysical aggregate. And so we say that therefore there is, in conventional terms, a self which is dependent, designated on dependence on the mind and body. The psychophysical aggregates. And then with regard to the second question, whether there's a beginning to the self or not, according to some theistic religious traditions, they say that, of course, this very life that we have is created. That this very life is created by... this very life is created by our by God, and therefore in Christianity they say that, I mean, some of my friends have actually said that this very life is the beginning of our life, and this is the life that the God created, and therefore this is the beginning of our life. And so, and then there are other non-Buddhist schools or religious traditions which actually assert many lifetimes, reincarnation on the basis of karma, and then also ultimately they say that we all come from one source, which is Brahma. And the Brahma is the creator, and therefore we have a beginning at that time. And then according to Buddhism, what we say is that this, whether a self or a person has a beginning or not, has to be checked whether the body and the mind that make us all have a beginning or not. So with regard to the body, of course, we can say that this very body that we have now cannot go to the next life or anything like that, because we can see the end of this body when we die. And And then if you actually go into the subtle particles of this body, the origin and the previous the continuity of this the body at the subtle level, the particle level, a subatomic particle level, then of course we can go back to the Big Bang and even before that. And therefore, in this way, although this very body that we have now in this life has a beginning in this life, but then the continuity of the subtle particles of this body and has no beginning, as it is also said when scientifically, I mean, we can say that there's no beginning, but then in the 400 verses actually it is said that there's no beginning to matter as such. So it is talking about this at the subtle atomic, subatomic particle levels. And so both the body or the sentient being's body as well as the body of the rocks and so forth, inanimate objects, when it comes to the very subtlest level of particles, and you cannot actually differentiate between the animate or inanimate matter as such. But then over billions of years, when billions of years have passed by, then certain particles come together in such a way that they form a basis for some consciousness, whereas others do not form a basis for consciousness. And therefore, we have this difference between the animate and inanimate, animate beings, the beings with sentiency or feelings and consciousness, and those without matter, without consciousness as well. And so why is it that these two different things have come up? Maybe we could say that it's on the basis of saying that this is nature. And so as we have these different principles or reasonings called the reasoning of principle of nature, principle of functionality, and so forth. So this may be explained in terms of nature. And then we can now, when we go into the past and future lives, of course it has to be explained on the basis of consciousness or mind. We can see that mind changes. Even momentarily in our own experiences, we can see there is this ups and downs in our emotions. Sometimes we are happy, sometimes unhappy. And so these emotions can be seen as changing within ourselves. And also within our day-to-day life, we can see changes in our consciousness or mind. A mind at the time of waking state, and then when we are awake, and then dreaming state mind, and then the deep sleep mind, and then there's a mind state when we are unconscious, when we fall unconscious. And so in all these instances, although we are in different states, but the basic nature of mind is all same, which is to say that it has the cognitive and clarity nature, luminous and cognitive nature. And so with regard to that, of course, there's no difference in all kinds of emotional instances that we go through. And with regards to the this change that is happening in us, Vaibhashikas say that something that is created or that is produced from causes, it has a moment of arisal, abiding, and then decay, and finally destruction or disintegration. Whereas the rest of the Buddhist philosophical schools say that whatever is brought about by a cause, it's necessarily has its own destruction. Also, is caused by that very cause. The very cause that brings about something is the very cause of destruction of that very thing. And so, within these the things which are called created things, we have there are two basic called factors, or one is causes. One is called the substantial cause, which is the primary cause which gives rise to something, and then a cooperative condition as well. And so both the matter and consciousness have both these substantial cause and cooperative factor or condition. And having said that, consciousness being, the very nature of it being, that cognitive and luminous, cannot have it as its substantial cause, the primary substantial cause, as the something which is not consciousness. And some, for example, a matter cannot be a substantial cause of consciousness or mind, and mind cannot be a substantial cause of matter as well. And it is said in Pramanavartika that what is not a consciousness cannot be a substantial cause of consciousness. And similarly, this logic can be applied to matter, if we can say, say that, then we can also say that something which is not a matter cannot be a substantial cause of matter as well. And so, because of consciousness, we can explain this, that this life has come from a previous life. When we begin our conception in the mother's womb, we have to also see where that consciousness, that conception had come from. And then we can go back to consciousness at the previous moment of mind. And so there are some people, some friends of mine, who are actually able to recall their past lives. Of course, when they tell me about their experience or their recollection of their past life, they were not lying to me at all. If they were lying to me, of course, I could have at least caught them in their emotional and facial expressions and so forth. They would also feel uncomfortable in front of me to tell lie. And so I could have caught them, but they were not definitely not lying. But regarding myself, I do not recall my past life as such, except maybe in my early childhood, I may have recalled my past life. But I'm not the only one who is in this kind of situation, not being able to remember my past life. There are many people who in their early childhood were able to remember their past lives, but then as they grew up, they are not able to do so. And so I have many friends in this case. And so in the case of the non-Buddhist schools, for example, the Sankhya school, they say that this self has no beginning and no end. And with regards to theistic schools, like religious schools, like Christianity, I've once had a discussion with some Italian practitioner, Christian practitioner, and asked them after reaching heaven, what happens after that? And then he said, it's not very clear in our scripture what is mentioned after we reach heaven, whether there is end to it or not. It's not very clear. So in that case, maybe it's quite okay. But then if we were to go to hell and remain there forever, that would be problematic, wouldn't it? Because the people who would be in the hell or who are in heaven, hell, would have this question, why did God send me to hell at all? And so these things are not very clear in their tradition, but in the Buddhist tradition, of course, some Vaibhashika school, a sub-school of Vaibhashikas have said that once you attain nirvana in this human life, for example, and then you die after that, nothing whatsoever of you, whether your mind or body, will be left to continue. So everything just goes into non-existence. But generally speaking, there's no beginning and no end to consciousness or life.
Sheba che tawa de lay nuzane, di gavelor duruma. Or digvelor noyan dramatic. Kadas lona, numong rigdi di sheba rabena lingto. Chata di gavelor, sheba tumid garland to tragic. Saturday nuzane, machin doyo on the jane, di shayari, dagaranga,
any lame gong to shame to that is severity that the name in the sunny tao kaza that shiva zao says on rixum jiche that the says on rixum tege any civil call make that cause civil cause ne chisi says on rixum de any murig with the tsundin chini any new chinky shiva chani Dayundu, any the Shiva is the Martyr, and the Zaw says of his own Shiva, Yomucha, the Jew and Negula, any the civil call less any on the yard. That is Shiva think of Yomumba saying to Sane, Shiva did think of Chini, the Tabal Shavri. That Shiva did think of Yomumba, Paja, the Shiva, Jang to Sane, any Shiva T, the citizen could be Yuruti, Namjing Shichu. Dating the Chinity, Monigulchi, Monigula, Nansig, Doctor Chen, Nietzsche. Resin on the charge of Monigulchi, Lord on the charge of Monigulchi, and that was a young door. Such a name in Dusane, Dag under civil call of your quadrati, Dungigita, Yoyang Zawar of the citizen with Sheva D, any Murigbe, Lenny, any Dinguarist, Murig Dive, Susane, Dilchi Muribuche. Go that diggy, any. Shiva, the citizen of the Shiva de, Kuipe, Tundin, that Kuin, by Lenny, and Kada, Dungu, Gudratin, we are is Murray Dibby. Young Seachers, that the Tigil Saturday, Chick Dala Chakwa, the Chick to Jaggy, and Yon Dachi. That day, Zold, and the Deshadresha. The Shedan, the son of my belass, I had the Shukshari. Deja is on civil call of choir, it's all the Deja Shamu. That Delia, then the judiciary, because of love, sir, that she loves Sarah, Chicken, affection, sir, Delia, Nietzsche, biological tone on the Arichi. D. Tunzuli Yori. That D. Yeah, biased. Shinji Jabal is all dating, dating. Shenki Jebe, Namduru, Nurudaga, and the Dingi with Zero Lotiba Dorovich. Yonder Zero Loton in Shedang Lotiashua. Da, under Nazu de Shedia, Chulu Samolo, the Sun Deagi, Chamba the Zawa said that the biological de Zawa the Sabin Society, de Yakiatani, Chulu Dumde, Dumzin Didi Tane, Yakiatani, any. Me Jabalia, Danny, affection shall the member chair. So Simpson Cora, to me, the water down the way he would consider the chain, that's all the age. Dean do rank a dow, dear. No, you can rank a dow ready, so Simde, the one that would do him into the way he would consider the shady, so was the dead hood. That is children of his arch. That was quite a day. Children some way to share. Dean Jim Tandalia, so the
这个时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时候我们的时
선언글래 미유래시 레순디 자쇼르샤 자들이 인도다 아더금디다 시보코와 레다 시보코로 코야디 셰인드잖아 조조 페지다 디지한데디 두지동에서 가자다 하는 것이 인변한데 가로서 어디 레다 가라 코아 페지기다 사제 레디도 조송되기도 와 다디 조조 늦어샤인 것도 와 배나 숨금을 깨야다 숨을 감을 깨야 생각들 때 늦어도 레디도 와 랑 워멀 랑벌 때 아니 랑사 쉬월 때 양마 아니 랑사 레니미 때 아니 광사 쉬월 때 아니 시라가 나바 징글로스 레디 쉬월들 쳐도 와 다들 쳐고 다 쳐요 여러분 다 두세 다 치시 간다 ngar zimbe lo ti yebe ring de la ene tedan de re deja chara mongu ji yong de ne ji sa da de ri du za ne da da ngor de sung yo da di du ji na bo sung bu da ngor bon du ji kan yi bo s den de de bu da so na mo yi be le ene so na gu le mi yu le se de sung bu de gi ene le de gi ene si bu sung gi dor ya dor de gi yo re sa chi le de da gan dor ro ona le de be na lu ji le be na be na nga ge le ro cha cha na da nga ne chik sang bu che we ne re da ba ru bi gyu le ya ga ji ya chik chik sang bu che we ne da ba ru bo lo me de we ya ji gi be chik che we ne da de re gi da le de le sang ge cha yu yo ro da de re gi nga ge che ba ji zo ba da le de ga ba ro da da le de gi de wu ma ong ba la chen de le yi ne che me le ya ro Yaman bende chiru mangpo pe, kyaba mangpo gyuni yaya sorobo. Da dini basla, da digo, kandisi leti karchi gor sabayi na, da di duji genje nambar shes, chane, nambar sheba sayati. Da leti sokbe nego ki, eni yilu chi yorba da. Da bhaja kushili ya, da nangwe dungde nalu menjao yori, kushi namshin daya sorobo. Anda mangsegi yilu ganda duyare cha kanda yani kendir ini daata busum pe sew yon yu cheni ani legi paja kushitala ani chegi kushiti nego tage yilu che tenji kushiti yilu tala tena takpe ngasam che ota te paja kushitala ya ani paja goje degyare So, the new Namshi Dalaya, Paja, Gwebe Negogi, Duty, Dumatawe Negogi, Taka the Shivati, Dandi, Mada Mada Majong and Shaurwa, Lady Chishi Benegola, Shivati, and the Taji Kushi Shagmeva search, Lady Gamatalia, Danda, Kasa, Demasavi Kushisaro, Savin Devji, Savin Devja, Senda, those Shagor, that did what she was talking about, that. Nangzum te mo tsibu shen niyang pa taqdun zayana ila shay kao shari ngoni ma zhu rwada rinshi ni ma zhu rwada dine yindu zayana ku nilu su dhumeba chigi dine yindu zayana shebe ting tu paja kwe sheba di sheba di gyudu gu nigo sheba che da tigi miki ngaydu nyingzum zhani da ngaydu shu urwe mi wang tu chabayi na ngaydu nyingzum kasa da su rabwa wang tu chabayi na da ngaydu nyingzum zhawarwa chi dhuzhu kadu liya di dhidhuyi namshi shen songi kuduwa nambar sheba shukdu nas mingda sungni chakwari gyurus eni ngaydu nyingzab thoma chayindu zane eni mingshi pungbu sukshen mahibu pungbu kiri che eni sukji pungbu che mingda sungni chakwari gyur mingda sungni chakyo na rinbegi tabi nangar anzu dharkesa chigi chujie dhidhutani pa shimju lakwa dhidhutani dhidhu zane Pame Kura, Dusan Negola, Digitsu Mendua. Then a Galilea, Luya Dawes Vatar, Rado Chini. Nelp Ning Chai Goina, Dusche, and then a Galilea, Omudit Turche. So any Mindusun Chai on a Digitun Juanjo. Digitula then any Jagoyanda Juanjos. Any you the one Panason Yons Jeveta, Jabasa Dioche. Mikdo sukdo chanji la tenye kiawa kona desi. Wada tenye kiawa kona desi teta ibuja. Da mikba chi da mikda kato dagyen. Da mikshita ushasha na dagyen mikdo wombo. Mikyen suk chanji sadi pechi tema dagyen chagumendo. Chanyi wada tela tenye ini shiva dos jengyori songbushta kishi shiva de chadi kora miginchi chi miginchi nang ta kinchi tene seri mo ol ku tin tin yu yu de zane o ini tema ta kin shiva ngama tema ta ko se ngama tema ta sha dos chen da ro de go ro se de yin de tene ge wa kono de te der ming da su de ne nam shiva ge wan gyurus ne tilo
So with regard to the talk about rebirth, we can explain it on the basis of the 12 links of dependent origination, which begins with the first link, which is ignorance, through to the 12th link, which is aging and death. And so when we talk about this rebirth, of course, we have to deal with consciousness or mind. The basic nature of mind itself, of course, is, as said before, this mere luminosity or as it is explained both in Sutra and Tantra, whereas in Sutra also it is said that to a certain extent when it comes to the very subtle nature of the mind, the subtlest nature of the mind, then it can be actually transformed into a virtuous or a positive state of mind, whereas it cannot turn into negative states of mind. But in terms of the Tantra, it is said that the subtlest mind also, there is this degrees or the division of the mind also into degrees of subtlety as well. And so it is more clearly explained in Tantra that the subtlest mind cannot turn into negative states of mind, but it can be transformed into positive states of mind. Therefore, what we can see here is that the different negative or defilements that are in our mind, the faults or the defilements in our mind, cannot be in the intrinsic nature of mind itself, but they are more or less like adventitious. They come through because of other conditions, and therefore the mere cognitive and luminous nature of the mind cannot, in its intrinsic nature, cannot be deluded as such. But then our mind is at this state. Of course, at this time, our mind is, we can say it's deluded or it's full of afflictions. Why those afflictions happen is, because of the habituation with the negative emotions that we have, the defilements happen. And so when we overcome, when we are afflicted, when we are we call full of these negative emotions, then we are said to be in samsara, we are said to be samsaric beings. Whereas now, when you actually eliminate or uproot all these negative emotions from within our mind stream, what you reach is this the enlightenment or nirvana or liberation. And when you further eliminate or overcome all taints in the mind that are also left by those negative emotions as well. I mean, when you are able to overcome all of them together with the negative emotions, you reach you attain what is known as omniscient state of Buddha, Buddhahood. And within Buddhahood, of course, when you attain Buddhahood, what you attain is this wisdom mind of the Buddha as well as Svabhavakaya. And Svabhavakaya is also twofold. One is called the Svabhavakaya, which is the naturally liberated, or in other words, it's this nature of empty nature of the mind of the Buddha. Is the Svabhavakaya, which is called naturally called perfect. And then when you also reach that state of mind, omniscient mind, you also reach a state where you have completely gotten rid of or eliminated the negative emotions and their stains as well. And so these are the two types of Svabhavakaya. And now, when we are in samsara, how do we actually proceed into samsara and enter into samsara is mentioned in this verse where this says, obscured by ignorance, we go through transmigration. And so because our mind is tainted by ignorance and then the attachment, anger and so forth, we actually create causes and the karmas or actions, and then that lead us to samsara. Or we take rebirth, as it's mentioned here. And so with regard to mental states like love, of course, we can say that I usually say that there is a biological love or affection that we are equipped with, which even animals have, and this kind of love is rather biased. You depend on others' reaction to you or others, what others do to you. So accordingly, you respond to them. When others show you kindness, love, and so forth, then you also reciprocate that. But then once someone causes you, someone whom you have loved first, and causes some kind of provocation of anger or becomes somebody you dislike, then you turn around and become enemy even, and you actually averse the person. So these are dependent. This kind of biological affection or love is dependent on others' reaction to us or others' doing to us. And then the other type of love is more profound love, which all the religious traditions teach, actually, this deeper sense of love that you can feel even towards your enemy, so-called enemy or your adversary. And because from the point of view of theistic religions, everyone is created by God and so forth, and so it's not dependent on their reaction to us, their emotion or their what they do to us, but we can feel the love and affection towards them because of not wanting suffering and wanting happiness. And so the circling in samsara, basically the immediate cause is attachment, and therefore it says these three kinds of actions lead to rebirth performed by us. And so with regard to the three kinds of actions, they can be physical, verbal, and mental, or we can also say meritorious, non-meritorious, and unwavering actions as well. And so even in the case of attachment, you can have attachment even when you'd have developed single-pointed concentration, which could lead you to a higher plane of existence, such as the form realm, and still you have this attachment. Because of attachment, you kind of pursue the higher planes of existence, and you actually averse or you try to overcome or discard the lower realms of existence. But then, as long as there is grasping at yourself, you are going to have attachment, and that in turn will cause you to the cycle create karmas, which will lead you into this the transmigration. So it says the three kinds of actions that lead to rebirth, performed by one obscured by ignorance, are the karma that impel one to further transmigration. And then with regard to karma, it says, having action as its condition, consciousness enters transmigration. And so even with regard to the action here, it could be some nice words that you say, kind words that you say to others, or it could be some words that you actually use and hurt others. And so once you have created this kind of karma, before it gives rise to its effect, in some transmigration, some rebirth, many lives could be gone by. And so in between the creation of the karma and it's actually giving rise to its actual effect, what we have is this leaving this imprint or the disintegrated nature of the karma on the mind itself, the consciousness. And so according to the Prasangika Madhyamaka school, especially in Master Chandrakirti's writings, he clearly says that to leave the imprint, the basis of imprint could be twofold. One is this temporarily, there's this basis on which the consciousness or the mind that we live, that we can leave our imprint on. But then ultimately, the imprint is left on the mere self. And so the consciousness is a temporary basis for the imprints to stay, and the mere self is the permanent or the lasting enduring kind of the basis for these imprints. But then, having said that, of course, once you leave the imprint or the disintegrated nature of the karma on the mind or the self, of course, having said that, you cannot, if you try to look for those imprints within the mind stream, you cannot find it, nor within the mere self. If you were to actually scrutinize the self or the mere self or the mind, you cannot find anything. So we have to accept them merely on a conventional level. And therefore, when you create or this karma, and then it disintegrates on the mind, and then that in turn gives rise to its effect. And so it says consciousness enters transmigration, and once consciousness enters transmigration, name and form comes. And then from name and form, the six senses, and so then depending on these senses, contact, and then verse number 4 also read.
You want numbers to do a tene, any? You the young sujava, the rebate. Tell ya, ka. Minduke Mindus was a changele. Ale. Darling, it's a bit of a little. Page video yore, page video yore. だんだん雑誌を、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、食、 是吧？嗯。
So verse number 4, the Chinese interpreter was telling His Holiness that this line reads is on the I, form and retention is not there in the Chinese translation that is extant from the past. And so we need to actually check the different versions of the verses of this text. Sometimes in this text, there are certain lines that have actually been inserted, taken over from Ratnavali as well. So we may come across these later. And then we also need to check the commentaries like Buddha Palita and Chandrakirti's texts, and also to try to make up. So in the Tibetan text, it is said that there are 449 verses or something like that in these fundamental wisdom treatise stanzas of the Middle Way.
Talk with the Rebosa, Chick, Rebun Nietzsche. Sue Pungu, Suda, any Susi Sheva singing the Jedi, the Jada the Jedi, Talk with Reba. But Sudi, Talk with Jadi, Talk with Singer, Green and Yora Shimazo. I know Sue in a Sugi Gigi, Natalia, got ships out for Dangwa Risha. Dagada, Mingipung, Mingipungu, Singer Didi, do Sujin, Talk with Nazi, Mary in Zane, Sig Lada Reba, Nito. That is the Rebotele, so good to join the Russian. That you don't want the Chinese, so at Dawa, you don't want the Chinese, so at Dome, you promote the Chinese, so at Daniel, so good to join you. So I think it's 7 days. That's Sevalia, you don't want the Shakes, so at Della, Major de Seva, Dometia Della, Dendigi Seva. Any CC Center? 샤샤인도 세바숨 소야디 세바디 소야던도 세버유스 세버튜네 냐왈레 세베왕게 에니 유이도 리아프게다 세베 다 가서 신 가서 세베왕게 디 에니 가서 우리 소화대와 계약이 유 이 이동을 소절로 소화다 대 램바 램바스 세버튜네 세버튜네 냐왈레 넘버시우 닐린듀스 Nyawale ba shishin sundayati. Ta tawa nyawale mara soba, nyalin shay. Nyalin yana leba bi sibo kundu juwa nyo. Ta tira selin yiga suyo tamne, ini siba, sibe tanda juwa yungu reis, sibo kundu juwa nyo. Ta di shukudama, kadi nyawale leme na, chawar nyo di, simi nyo. Siba tanya pumbunga. Ta nyalin, dika chakwe, ini selin di meba yina, ini, Lele sön demişik o mebe indi zane Sibe yungu maariz, Sibe dindir yungu maariz Da Sibe deyen pumbunga Da Da Yimira pumbunga Lunga gile Supun Yili Yeni pumbu şirin şeyle sunce Sibe deyen pumbunga Sibe leyeni gevancung Da de tekilim sade Da Gashi tani nyangende Mengan dönce Dungedan Yimi deda, çubu nam deda gelir olucuğumuz, gevali çubu reis. Dedir pungu, dedir dungi pungu ni başı budu çoğun görür seni. Tamam. Mırıgı denri ne, kışı denri budu da yana değil, bana cava de masum bu reis. Tamam, onu deli ya, kovalı, kova budu dinan sumudu ha. Tadi, şimdi deki, denşi şong olsun, aynı, Dugunyi gaitan javadamaa shibchaaru tundu yana chungi tishe. So, da gomdiri ini kansaaga daa meba di, da kasuuri bagi, da sanjiye bebe di. Ganda da daa, dujitsi jindu, sakasi jindu, shindu ji tongshi daa meba asheni. Sheni da ganda daa meba dawa di, zawa chi sungyo wa hindu zane, ini tenli yana chungi di nali ya, Kovabı da di musunçe, kansak da meva di, da şişa çeyni, da sunşa çeyni, peşir şişa, dosri. Di gündüğü, ngoba gündüğün ala, pungu dijima, sunsarı şugu, da di kansak da meva, koyak dönda ala, ini kovabı da sunya amariyiz, dilin kuduğa. O dirişa. Kanda da, da kadan azı dünge yonya di. Kita sibuk kaya dungi yang ada, tak dungi je dungi tu aja-aja. Jauh dungi saya tu sahaja ke sawat dewa di di, ngaji tu mungkin tu tahun ni ada di sahaja ke sawat dewa lepas. Dok tamsum, terus ni, kanda caci ngaji tu, si ini sembuh siang dia di di, tak pas dungi tu ngaji tu sanjumben degi. Dungi shiver chaa sinu sunbi kudu gi, dati dungi chay chaa duwa, gyuwe dungi sari duwa. Tintin dhibi da dungi ji dungi dhungi, eni gyuwe dungi yongyaga sawar wuko duji ki dungi sayadi yueba yinzaan, da yungi yagari isi. Duji ki dungi sayadi, da lanyu ji shangwaan chengi, gyewe pumbu, jingi jitu dugu gyuwe dungi dhotayadirla, da kwaa sayada. Da tintin dhibi da, Lanyun ji shiawan jengi pungbu di, pungbu kanyama di di, nani dushik dungi karan shiri, sinta di sungduwa. Saa dili yindu da, jimden degi, dungi shiabar chaa sanwe, kaya chambu uchina sunya di, dushik dungi dungi da tongaji kuyuwa re. Di penchip san shio jenga da, sungshiwa diri, kaza da, dungi guanbe tsu, namra manguyuwa re isi, yin zo zo di eni kasa dungi ji dungi le tandu chulan yuus sajia soa dewa gyue dungi tere tandu chiribala yuus tandu yabasundu basebe rishi eni gyue dungi le tawa tawa yungu reis ta suksungam tisuwa le yudu zane sumi ozu le yudu oda diri yudu zane ta tenan duji rangshin ki 아니 녀월레베 풍분디 dungi chubdan chubi ni nadan dhadan sungu dar mingi gomna ching yo la sena da song shayati. Sanje be da chaba chigi dungi gom su zani dujig dungi song da zog rishya. Dan dujig dungi liya kazayi chigi da da andati dujig dungi gang sungi mudu gata zog dhirba da. Da dujig dungi gang chigi kazayi chigi bigi sung liya chigi matayru cha che dujig dungi liya yi khasuk da sung yung du zani dan dujig dungi zayadi mabu suyao tabshi yota megan da samdangro, samkogurwa. Dadi marik dhibi yansi chi chani mishiba, mongbe da dungi li ge yungu yubayin, dujig pungbu, khasam dujig dungi di yungu yubayin du zani da mongba da di ino dhala tongdo waay, tongga ashto waay. Dan du dhagi shuyati li, dhagi rozi shuyati. Dan di kaisam shuri raksha. Dungi ki dawa sayadi karchan gunga waray, karchan kaisam chawaray. その後で、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後、その後
사람들이 닝지 지금에도 자매 지금에도 전주생계 지금에도 친구냐면 지진들이 이거면도 다 싫어가 퍼진 야 지기 다 싫어 퍼지면도 가다 지고 러버송 싫어가 레베 지기 아래 퍼진 두고 나네 시진기 바로 드시면 되게 싫어 바로 드시면 되게 제 되게 아래 다 니기디 아니 통인도 전에 아니 너무 인사야 돼 다 각오로 각오로 시대 열이 돼 다 이내 대우수 뭐 좀 다시 주는 거야 동해는 민주화래 동해 싸워 댄스지 다 댄스를 가르치잖아 동해가 나와도 매번 인도 전에 다 틀려야 즉 가르치는 중에 다 우수 대표 맞아 잡는 거야 아니 우수 잡나 아주 롯디 가자 가던 고마워 송원 나신 아니 우수 때문에 제배 있나 롯자야 미기냐 봐시 다수 깨고 있어 늦어 송는 면에 봐 임배 다수 깨고 있어 송셔야 돼 다가다 싫어고 쳐대 다가르샤 탑지 쳐도 제 들으셔라 아니 싫어고 쳐대 가서 싸운당 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 아니 굶지 때 굶지 때 굶지 때나 땡데 도망 다니는 듯이 다 도망 뒤중 거야 오지 이게 때네 야야 싸운당에 아니 섬중기 내버터 어다 뒤마다 조선민도 사바지가 섬중기 내버터 내버터에 된다는 야 아니 야는 야도 지신 콤버치니 콤베터네 아니 섬으로 용어지야지 아니 용어도 섬도 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 집에 그도라 아니 방자를 그러면 바빵네 연구해봐 인도 이나 대하다 가데 가데 빠라 가데 빠라 삼고데 부디서 와서야지 또 돈이도 왜 싫고 되는 줄 알아도 어디에 상황로 그래서 아니 신에 지 아니 대하 강사물로 지 그게 냠용으로 또 주고 있나 오다 대회 뉴모 문주와 시기나 봐 지게 다 냠용으로 깨요나 오다 대회 뉴모 아니 그 가다다 저 댄싱이 제형한테 통인도잖아요. 댄싱도 터둥 댄싱이 뭐 똥이다벼도 다오 공공인도잖아요. 가다 대변이 뭐 쇼쇼는 심어도 제비지 수준이 뭐다 수미카운이 뭐 뒤에 쇼쇼는 다. 저 시라가 나머지 고마이나 감고메니 뭐 잔능미도 와. 똥이 다오 고마이나 감순게니 뭐 내용도 와. 그 봐. 자 뒤에 이르잖아요. 아다 뭐냐 전에 배 들으사배. 약하 직출사 들으사. 너무 가다니 몸에 지금고 쉬어져야 돼. 상월로 봐. 까둬야지 다. 일단 죽였어 뒤로. 네? 너무 상월로 너무 된질 된다 그러지 그래도 봐. 다시 무슨 뒤는 안 답해 될려면 그래도 너무 탐제 아니 너무도 탐에 되면 죽어 주시. 너무도 때만 죽지 죽지 너무도 때만 되는 좋은 인생이 더 잡아 쉽게 되면 더 가서 돼. 아렌데 십겹에 제가 다자고 잡셔 지나로 세워시다도 다디 과차거리 녀몽 사가 싸다 때문에 된질 토기지 봐 가서 안주 집에 자유도 집에 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 장배 녀몽 잡았지 대자와데 아니 때문에 된질 토기다 다 안데 머리고 사들 니 다 자주 주시 배지면도 다 간다 내년에 나중에 통매 머리고 쓰려면
대코는 이런 거 모르고 대가랑이 머리. 다한테네 년주 편하게 수나 뭐 이베 레디 소야디 테리 디 가서 오다 근올이야 레디를 뭔가 머리 봐서 들리게 요리. 자 이제 이르자네 다가다 대 당마를 때 가서 동네 민들버지야나 다 동네에 싸워로 통서디 아니 다 때문된지 이버디 시행인데 아니 때문된지를 다 통해야지. 다한테 어디 내는 주셔야들이. 레던 유몬 세베탈 레던 유몬 남돌레 대다 쩔레 시제디 다 차단기 유몬 디디 아니 덴지기 쩌발레 총어레 와 말이 취미 지금 남돌레 총어레 대다 그 말이 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 레던 유몬 남돌레 세 남돌디 취미 지금 남돌체 취미 지금 남돌디 덴지기 쩌발레 총어레 다 유몬 취미 지금 남돌고 용의여부터 천주고 아니 명 오십시 다 다네 아무리 콩다 콩을 구축하라 패샤 아 두가 로이디 내가 제니 안다 에런 백사 내 콩투드는 얼로 집실이 뜨듯 그럼 제니 와다 먼저 시단 계획 그들이야 다 콩 안다 샘 투딩이 밀리야 맨주제 지금 시부지가 다 로몬구 냠뇽 사베 초동 거래야 시단 계획 그들로 시단 계세 유디 미두부 시부지가 하장의 미두부 최 미두부지 통도지잖아요 뭐 내줄라 미두부 대학 구주 담바티 남도고 제베샤스 어다 취미지 남도고 조다세도 다가라시다 레더뉴모 세베타 레더뉴모 남도레 사기 취미지 남도레 니몬데 취미지 남도레 기기아레스 어다 진리게니 취미지 남도디 유데라 차단계세 유디 판문에 담바 유데르지기 어 코라 쯤어 뭐인 거야 또 그 때미 담바지기 나요 대다도 셴베타네 아니 취미지 남도디가 좋다이고도 자 따고 편에 나오는지 매 사바지 그 주문도 이 사바지가 로로 샤요나 그 타녀도 거기 요 말에 그 간다 덴주도 나한테야기 덴주 매대바도 통윤도 덴주도 나왔다도 신이 신바 되게 취미지 남도디야 될 거 아이고도 시우지 누구 쳐버리셔 어디 데리 자상 어디 데 뭐니 뭐니 좋은 줄 딱 코에서 누지디 디지털 캐논 두미지 디지털 미게 저인 캐바는 그 지가 말해 좀서 가려서는 캐베 딩이 통치로 왔어 무슨 와 캐베 딩이 통치로 무슨 와 야 하나 되게 쉬우다가 머리 가고 줘봤니 셰베 딩이 공배소 왔어 머리 본 가야 돼 머리 왜 Le chido son nan shengi shen yu di yu de me jani shen yu di ribe kekni ribe pekepe goya ge tindre ge ene teko nan yin sheba di shebe zida mariba mariba tindre ge da teko nan yin di ene pa tuasom gomsum chani sheba chani shebe tini gombe soos tedan teni ga yurwe tedan teni ngwe minjum 동네 풍부 멋이고 되는 자다 양당가 무슨 와 시베야나 주니 따와 셰샤와 때 저도 집어 니 슈쩌르고
So we're on verse number 4, I think, of chapter 26, which says that it's only dependent on eye form and retention. And so when an eye consciousness or ear consciousness and so forth arise, what happens is that they come across you come across some form or physical object, a visual object or a sound and so forth, and then the consciousness is produced with the help of an immediately preceding consciousness as the substantial cause, and then the dominant empowering condition being the senses, and then the objects. When they come together, then you have the the perception of something. And so it says, thus, depending on name and form, consciousness arises. And so, and then verse number 5, that which is assembled from the three, eye and form and consciousness, and so is contact. And so this goes through the different links of dependent origination. So after the name and form comes contact, and from contact is feeling comes to be. And so here, with regards to contact here, when it comes to talking about physical things, sound and so forth, of course, those actually come in touch with the senses. And then with that, the sense, the consciousnesses arise. Whereas certain other things, like our thoughts, when you think about something, the thing does not have to directly come in touch with the consciousness as such, but there's no physical contact as such, but then mere mental thinking and process gives that touch or contact. And and then with from contact, feelings comes to be. So feelings here refers to our desirable sensations or experiences, which are called pleasant. And then unpleasant feelings or suffering, which are undesirable. And then there are feelings which are like neutral, that neither are good nor bad. Or neither attractive nor unattractive, or which are just neutral. And conditioned by feeling, what happens is when you have a feeling or sensation, what happens is when it's pleasant, there is this attachment to it, not so that you don't want to be detached from it. You don't want to detach from it. Whereas when you have an unpleasant feeling, then you want to detach from it, or you want to be free from that as well. So they both are, in a way, kind of a craving. And craving gives rise to feeling. Craving arises from feeling, and when one craves. And it's said in this verse. And then verse number... six, and then when one craves, the four objects of appropriation will be appropriated. And so when you have this craving, then of course you want to be, you want those things which are pleasant to you, and you don't want those which are unpleasant to you. And when there is an appropriation, and then the existence of the appropriate arises. And so here, and call verse number 3 and 4 in this verse number 7, and line 3 and 4 says, if he did not appropriate, then being freed, he would not come into existence. So with what this means is that without there being, without the craving and grasping or appropriation, then this the conditioned existence will not happen. And then verse number 8 says, this existence is all the five, also the five aggregates. From existence comes birth, old age, and death, and misery, and suffering, and lamentation, and unhappiness and agitation. All these arise as a consequence of birth. And then thus comes into being is only comes into being. Thus, what comes into being is only a mass of suffering. And so, from up to this, what is shown is the 12 links of existence, beginning with ignorance through to aging and death. And so in when the Buddha taught the 12 links of existence, he has never mentioned the agent who actually goes through this process of being ignorant and then creating karma and so forth. The person, the doer, or the person who is goes in this cycle of existence is not in the rounds of this cycle of existence is not mentioned. although he taught that, I mean, he gave the teaching on, within this, the both the suffering, the truth of suffering and truth of the origin of suffering, the person who suffers as such is not mentioned. Why that is so is because the Buddha has this wish or the called intention to teach selflessness, which is clearly mentioned in Master Asanga's compendium of Abhidharma, compendium of knowledge, Abhidharma Samuchaya, where he says that although the Buddha, in order to reject or in order to reject the self of a person, the self here is not explicitly mentioned, and so even for us, of course, we when we have painful experiences, what we know is that it is something called unwanted. But then when the Buddha says that no suffering, when he taught the Four Noble Truths, he says with regard to suffering, no suffering. And here the suffering has to be understood not only in terms of the obvious painful experiences that we know as unwanted, and which are contaminated, of course, and also nor the Buddha actually refers to the changeable suffering or suffering of change. But then what he is actually pointing to is the conditioned existential suffering, which is the root of the rest of the two other sufferings as well. Because this kind of conditioned existence is suffering because it is a product of our karma and negative emotions. This conditioned existence means that the five aggregates, which is the samsaric aggregates, as mentioned in verse number 8. And so with regard to these three types of suffering, Bhajan Lobsang Chökyen has said, even animals do not want the suffering of suffering, the first type of suffering, which is obvious painful experiences that we don't want. And then the non-Buddhist practitioners who develop meditative, single-pointed meditation, and go even attain this single-pointed concentration leading to the higher planes of existence, even for them, this changeable, they can see that so long as they are in this kind of existence and with attachment and so forth, then there's going to be unsatisfactoriness in this existence, and therefore this changeable suffering or suffering of change is something that even they don't want and they know as unwanted, and thus the conditioned aggregates which come through causes our karma and delusions, which is a source of all other sufferings, is what is what should be understood when the Buddha said no suffering. And so Buddhists, our main focus is to overcome the third type of suffering, which is this conditioned suffering. And when you feel this to be unwanted, then you would also want to actually see if there's a possibility to go out of this. You want to be freed from it also. And then when you actually want to be freed from it, then you would see, whether there's a possibility to overcome it or not. And what you can find is that all this suffering, the samsaric existential condition suffering is rooted in our ignorance, grasping at the true or kind of an independent self. And therefore, because this ignorance is the root, because the empty teaching on emptiness is given. And so you may ask the question, why this teaching on emptiness? And actually, what some people I know have actually said that the Nagarjuna wrote his text on emptiness just to show off or some kind of a for some kind of a scholarly honor and to show his intelligence and wit and so forth. But that's not the case, actually. We all do not want suffering. But within the suffering itself, of course, there are many degrees of subtlety. Some are very obvious, others more subtle, and so forth. And then, even with regard to the course of suffering, this grasping at the self, there is degrees of subtlety as well. And we have some, certain grasping at the self, which is called grasping at the self, substantially existent self. And we do not not want only to overcome that kind of grasping, but we have to go to the root of it, which is this grasping at self, of an independently existing self, and which is the called root of all the rest of the negative emotions, which in turn gives rise to attachment and so forth, and karma, and then suffering. So we need to, what we need to do is we need to actually persevere in this practice of the cultivation of the understanding of emptiness. And through our perseverance, then we can actually gain insight into emptiness to actually do away with this root of cyclic existence, the grasping at the self, the subtlest. And so some Kadampa masters have even said that something that you feel will not cannot actually happen to you, you cannot actually achieve it, even in 100 years, can, through your perseverance, become easier and can actually happen to you. You can actually achieve it. And so we need to go through the process of learning, studying first, what are those things which you need to cultivate to combat our negative emotions. And then with that knowledge, we need to reflect on them through reasoning to gain more certainty and conviction within ourselves. Once you have used your intelligence, wisdom, and gained this conviction through your reasoning, then you should sit down and familiarize those principles of Dharma within yourself, understanding of emptiness and so forth within yourself. And through that familiarization comes your real, true experience, meditative experience. Thus, in the Heart Sutra, it is said, and in this way, I mean, we should go proceed along the path leading to enlightenment, to Buddhahood. And so, the Heart Sutra mantra, gate, gate, para gate, para sam gate, bodhi swaha, should be applied in this way. So you could feel, once you understand emptiness and gain insight into emptiness, in a certain insight, I mean, understanding of emptiness, what you can see is that things do appear to have some kind of objective existence. The negative emotions, because of negative emotions, which are very active in us, we are kind of swayed by them, I mean, under their sway, and then carried away by them. But once you understand that things do not have any kind of objective existence, that kind of called obsession with pleasure and so forth will also reduce. Our attachment can also reduce with that understanding. And then the view of emptiness, therefore, and even if you do not do any kind of do not cultivate meditative absorption, such as the meditative absorption of the concentration realm, and this is a single-pointed concentration of this form realm and formless realm and so forth, just the understanding of emptiness itself can actually be the cause to reduce and finally overcome our negative emotions. Like all rivers flowing under beneath a bridge. So, His Holiness actually read some passage from Master Tsongkhapa's commentary on the, it's called the Ocean of Reasoning. So, understanding of emptiness can be the one antidote against all sickness of our negative emotions and their stains. And so Chandragirti even mentions that this grasping at a true existence of a self must be overcome, and not just the understanding of the selflessness of a substantially existent self, but this selflessness in terms of the absence of any true existence. Because From this, I mean, because of this, we create karmas, and therefore, I mean, the negative and non-meritorious karma, which actually gives us suffering, and so this suffering comes through the ignorance about law of causality, and so Master Nagarjuna also here says that in this same text says that by ending karma and negative emotions, you reach liberation. And karma and negative emotions actually come from inappropriate thinking, inappropriate mentation, it's called technically. And then with regard to that, of course, even scientists like American psychiatrist Aaron Beck has said that when we become angry at somebody, we feel that the person is totally negative. And then we have this negative attitude, total negative attitude towards that person. But the 90% of that negativeness is actually our own mental projection, and therefore understanding of emptiness should help us to reduce this grasping at some kind of solidity in us. And the passage in Lama Tsongkhapa's text says that by understanding emptiness and selflessness, we can actually reverse the process of these travelings of existence, putting an end to ignorance through to ending aging and death. So the 26th chapter is completed, actually. Ma gyepa na gyegyo chi, gyepa nyambam, kone kondo pewar shu.
Thank you.